KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Rats, red meat. The word, the. Magically delicious. Just some of the items we shall get to today on this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Unlike Frito Cuomo, little Andy Cuomo, who has to tell everyone, do you know who I am? I'm an anchor on CNN, the Clown News Network. I don't need to tell you that. You know exactly who I am. But I'll remind you anyway. But I won't do it in an obnoxious manner that little Frito Cuomo did. The foremost authority on the alpha male lifestyle, battling the enemies of pleasure, your global five-star general alpha male in chief, reporting for duty front and center. I am in the general's anchor chair at Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City. Long Ash greetings. And salutations. I almost want to break into the Godfather. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, I remind you, follow me at social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand side, and you will see all the various social media sites. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I hate Facebook. I cannot stand Facebook. I'm not a fan of Twitter the way they shadow ban people as well, but I believe there will be change in the offing because they are going to be called in front of Congress and they are going to get it handed to them. And by the way, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, liberal, conservative, unless you threaten someone or do something illegal, your opinions should not be censored in any way, shape, or form. All right, a lot to get to. First up, Sergeant Steve, you are a big Michigan fan, correct?
That is correct.
So, the Ohio State University.
Don't you mean the Ohio State University?
The, as they say, the. It's just like in Miami, the U, but they call it the Ohio State University, wants to trademark the word the. So do you realize I could not say welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, it would have to be welcome to Cigar Dave Show. There is no way on earth the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office will trademark the word the, one of the English language's oldest and most used words. The filing was made on August 8th by Ohio State University officials, and it shows the school intends to use the word the on a line of T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats. They say they vigorously protect the university's brand and trademarks. These assets hold significant value, which benefits our students and faculty and the broader community by supporting our core academic mission of teaching and research. Good luck. So now, I guess if somebody wants to say, hey, look at that plane, or correction, look at the plane, or look at the dog, look at the building, I guess Ohio State could try to sue everybody for using the word the. Now, I understand the University of Michigan had a nice little retort to the Ohio State University.
Yes, an excellent troll job by Michigan on Twitter.
I must agree. I saw it. Very, very good.
They put out a graphic that said, had the trademark logo in the text and then said, of.
That's right, because University of Michigan. Now, I don't want to pick on the Ohio State University, but do you know why they will not be selling beverages with ice at the Ohio State University Stadium this coming fall for football season?
Why is that?
Because the senior with the recipe graduated. There you go. What does the average Ohio State University football player get on his SATs?
What would be that?
Drool. Boom. I could go on and on and on and on. There's just, you know, look, I'm not an Ohio State fan. I like Michigan much better than the Ohio State University, but I'm sure there are many Buckeye fans that are going to take have a problem with it. But come on. You want to trademark the word the, give me a break. All right, some good news before I get to some other more pressing items, more serious items, because the enemies of pleasure are after us one more time. In fact, Sergeant Steve, why don't you have the liner queued up for us, because when I'm done after this story and then I want to get to the Democratic Socialists of America, then we have to battle the enemies of pleasure. Good news. How many of you love the cereal Lucky Charms that are magically delicious? Sergeant Steve, Lucky Charms. As a kid, did you ever have Lucky Charms?
Absolutely.
Made in Buffalo, right across from where we've done our Pleasure Fest.
I've learned that through doing the Pleasure Fest up there.
Yeah, right. They made Cheerios and Frosted Lucky Charms, a whole bunch of other cereals there. But what is the most popular part of, they don't even call them Frosted Lucky Charms because, again, you can't connote anything with sugar, but I call it Frosted Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. What is the most magically delicious part about Frosted Lucky Charms cereal?
The marshmallows.
Bingo! Lucky Charms announced it will begin selling marshmallow-only bags of the marshmallows thanks to a collaboration with Jet Puffed. So now you can get magically delicious in every form. You can grab a bag of Jet Puff marshmallows with the Lucky Charms shape. They're magically delicious. The marshmallows are still in the form of green clovers, pink hearts, blue moons, and yellow stars, just bigger. 7-ounce bags, $1.50. They go on sale nationwide in September. I have not had Frosted Lucky Charms cereal in, gotta be, 40 years. Yeah, let me see. Probably the last time I had it was maybe when I was like 12 or 13. So, yeah, at least 40 years. But I can tell you one thing. I will absolutely buy one bag of the marshmallow-only Lucky Charms from Jet Puffed, because you just have to have a sample a couple of them. And I think that's a great idea. It's kind of like, like Raisin Bran. The best part of Raisin Bran is those raisins that are in there. Could they just sell the raisins without the bran with a little sugar on top? That would be fantastic. Although I do not start my day any longer with any sort of sugar product. No way, shape, or form. But once in a while, Lucky Charms marshmallows, magically delicious. They are worth it. Couldn't get to this story last week. But the Democrat Socialists of America, they actually have a conference, a convention. And it took place several weeks ago in Atlanta. How'd you like to be in Atlanta at the Westin Peachtree Hotel in downtown Atlanta? And I've stayed there many times. Great hotel. How many would love to be surrounded by these Democrat Socialists of America? I don't think so. Zero in common with these people. But to give you an example, and I know that it's made the rounds on other media, but I want to share it with you because it's just too juicy of sound bites not to share with you. So the first cut that we have, to show you exactly what kind of wackadoodle nutcase mashuganas are members of the Democratic Socialists of America that took place in their conference, we have two audio cuts. And the first one involves sensory overload and gendered language. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the wackiness.
Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know it's, we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name,
point
chapter, pronoun?
Privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone. And sensory overload, point of privilege. Please. What a bunch of wackadoodles. Now, I got a kick out of the way he introduced himself with his pronouns. He, him. So now I'm going to introduce myself as greetings, Cigar Dave, he, him, Alpha General Nads of Steel. So from now on, when I meet somebody and they say, what is your name? Cigar Dave. He, him, Alpha General Nads of Steel. Those are my preferred pronouns. These people are so whacked. Sergeant Steve, cue up a special bit of music. So when we play this next cut, I think it would be appropriate. You know the music I'm talking about. This gentleman who was triggered with sensory overload gets triggered again.
Quick point of privilege once again. Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload, and that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, the be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump or over...
Oh, please.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
Mr. He, him was triggered.
Trying to forget my...
His feelings of anxiety.
Feelings of love.
Let's not use gendered language. Let's love each other.
Teardrops.
Comrades. No anxiety, no sensory overload. Imagine a world where there was no triggering and no sensory overload. Where our personal pronouns would be accepted by all. The Democrat Socialists of America, thank you for attending their conference loaded with absolutely nutcase, wackadoodle nutjobs. Absolute nutcases, please. Triggered? This is the problem today. By the way, I love how they say comrades. Comrade. Should we not get Mueller's team together again to investigate the Democrat Socialists of America because they use the term comrade? That's what the Russians use in Communist Party, yes? Comrade. I think we should get Mr. Mueller together. Comrades. Lots of comrade and communism going on at Democrat Socialists of America in Atlanta. How would you like to be attending the conference at the Westin Hotel in Atlanta with these nutcases? Sensory overload, anxiety being triggered. These are the products of the entitled Everyone is a Winner generation. We talked about it last week when we addressed the gun violence issue, the shooting up. It's not the guns. We have deep problems. By the way, over the past week, after I gave all my suggestions and said we've got a boy crisis, that we've got the dad syndrome issues, that we don't communicate anymore, that this participation trophy entitlement generation, the fact that the National Organization of Women that can't get men 20, 30 years ago shifted from promoting joint custody to sole custody for the mother. We don't have the male role models. Has anybody on the Democrat side, or even Republican for that matter, talked about it during the past week to try to engage in solving the issue with these boys shooting things up? Not a peep, not a word. And this is what we are producing. This, what was the guy's name, Steve? James Jackson, Sergeant Steve? Was it James Jackson?
I believe so.
Yeah, James Jackson.
He, him.
He, him. Sorry, got to make sure I get those pronouns in. By the way, Sergeant Steve, just so I know, what are your preferred pronouns?
Gosh, I got to think about it. I don't know how I identify today. I got to think about that.
if you think you got a problem, how about Cory Booker?
Ooh.
Closet calling, hello. Anyway, on another topic. This is the result of the wussification of the American male, of boys. I'm sensory overload. Can we stop using gendered language? I'm getting triggered, the anxiety of people talking and hissing. I can't take it anymore. Grow a set, please. If this guy would have said that to me, I would have laughed him out of the room. I'd say, get your ass out of here, you pathetic, wussified, beta, natalist nutcase. But this is what we are dealing with. So I could not resist. I absolutely had to play that. Now, I've got some enemy of pleasure news. I'm not going to get to it just yet. Talk about somebody that melted down. Sergeant Steve, we're going to switch the mode here because you never know how I go all over the place. Sergeant, by the way, Sergeant Steve, I hope I'm not triggering any sort of anxiety because I'm going to change up our topic lineup here today.
Please do not change up the lineup. It's triggering my anxiety.
I'm sorry. That's right. But again, that doesn't work because you did not give your preferred pronouns first. You've got to start with your preferred pronouns. Therefore, it is null and void, so I'm going to contribute to your anxiety. Now, Andrew Yang, Ying and Yang, running for president, one of the 5,480 Democrat candidates, of which most of them have zero chance. They're all in Iowa. Last week, this week for the Iowa State Fair, and I've got to tell you, watching Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Yang and Cory Booker, all these people flipping burgers and flipping pork chops, it is such a joke. Because the reality is, can you imagine Cory Booker, Spartacus, grilling anything? First of all, he's a vegan. All right, so let's say he wants to grill his tofu burgers. Can you imagine him in front of a grill? I can't. I am Spartacus, and let me just tell all of you that I, Spartacus, I am a manly man because I took a spatula and I flipped my tofu burgers and my vegan burgers on the grill. And I even lit the grill myself. Yay. But they look like such morons. They look so out of place. They try to blend in, but they don't, because they're not, they're just, it's like Hillary Clinton going and trying to flip burgers. Hillary Clinton is not warm and fuzzy. I mean, look, Donald Trump, I don't think he did. That's just not him. I would go and do it. Sergeant Steve, you would. Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, Mick the Brit. Because we love grilling. We're alphas. We love to grill. That's what we do. But for somebody that's never touched a spatula or a grill, forget it. They just look absolutely weird. Well, Andrew Yang stayed in Iowa. They're all making the rounds, ass-kissing all the Democrat Iowans. He's at a gun safety forum in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, I don't want to minimize the question that was initially asked of him, the comments. A woman talked about her 4-year-old daughter being shot by a stray bullet in 2011. And sadly, she died 2 days later. So I'm not making fun of that. I'm not in any way, shape, or form minimizing that. That is a horrible tragedy. That is unacceptable. I don't know the circumstances, but it is horrible in any way, shape, or form. And her younger son witnessed it, and I'm sure that had tremendous psychological impacts on her son and on this woman. It's terrible. It's horrible. So Andrew Yang responds to this. Now, if you're a president, look, what the lady had to say was emotional. And the first thing I would have said is, ma'am, I cannot even imagine what that would be like. And I don't extend my condolences. There's nothing I can say because it is absolutely so tragic and horrific. And you got to be honest, and that's exactly what it is, and you have to be sincere. Well, Andrew Yang goes into wussified beta crybaby mode, crocodile tear mode, and it was almost contrived. So let's take a listen to how he reacted.
Can I give you a hug? Would that be appropriate?
Could have been a hashtag Me Too moment, but he asked. He got permission, unlike Creepy Joe, China Joe.
I have a 6 and 3 year old boy. I'm imagining. I was imagining it was one of them that got shot. And the other thought, I'm so sorry.
Do you want Andrew Yang or any male that sheds the crocodile tears that melts down like that as your commander-in-chief, as your president? I don't think so. Again, what this woman had to say about her four-year-old son being struck by a stray bullet and passing away 2 days later, horrific. I don't minimize that. His reaction, though, if you see the video, and we will post it, to me, was crocodile tears. I get that he has a couple of kids, but it was almost as if right on cue, boom, the tears started flowing. Not buying it. And again, that's not the type of person I want as the commander-in-chief. You can be emotional. You can empathize and sympathize and certainly say that's horrible. And I've got two kids, and I can only imagine. I get that. But the way that he melted down, I'm sorry. We don't need wussified beta males, men with known ads. It's a horrific story, but there comes a point where you have to say, it's horrible. It's terrible. And again, can I give you a hug? I'm sorry. It's a little over the top. He did ask, so there's no hashtag MeToo movement. And again, not going after this woman in any way, shape, or form. What she went through is tragic, horrible. Nobody should go through that. His reaction, though, to me, was worthy of an Academy Award. You watch for yourself. We'll post it. CigarDave.com and social media. We'll post it. You can be the judge. When we come back, we'll conduct the National Cigar Litation Ceremony. Correction, the global international Cigar and Litation and Libation Ceremony. And we'll get into the enemies of pleasure. They're coming after your moo meat.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler, including the Platinum Nova Classic. This medium-bodied cigar is handmade with a spicy Habano 2000 wrapper and 3 to 4 year old Dominican filler. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 Stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Tuohy and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Summer doesn't have to end in August. Now is the perfect time to get away and make lasting memories. Play Endless Summer Swipe to Win at Wind River. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Keystone travel trailer. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances. Weekly drawings Fridays at 8 p.m. 15 winners. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing on Friday, August 30th. Grand prize winner, a travel trailer from Camping World of Redding. It's about the journey, not the destination. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Maaco, 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
In the next hour, for our Cigar Masters segment, we will replay for you the exclusive in-booth video segment that we recorded from the Premium Cigar Association Convention in Vegas, the end of June, early July. From the Drew Estate booth, I shouldn't say a booth, it's a city block. It's absolutely humongous, but we talk with many folks from Drew Estate, and we talk to our boy Snacky, Jonathan Drew, J.D., and one of the cigars that they introduced that will be available later on this year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Acid. They've come out with the Acid Cuba Arte. One size, a torpedo, 5/13/16 of an inch in length. So we'll call it just about 5 3/4 with a 54 ring gauge at the foot, or 54/64 of an inch of diameter at the foot of the cigar. It uses a delightful broadleaf wrapper, very dark, Lush San Andreas Maduro Broadleaf Wrapper. The binder is from Indonesia. The fillers are from Nicaragua. And, of course, it's got the acid infusion, the special infusion process that they do. And what's interesting about this particular cigar does not come in a box. It comes in one of seven limited edition water tower decorations. Looks like a Brooklyn water tower because Drew Estate was founded in Brooklyn. And when you see, go to Brooklyn, there's all these water towers. So they created these mini water towers. And when you open up the top of the water tower inside, these cigars are contained in the water tower canister. Very, very cool. $11.90 per cigar. And they used five different artists to create seven limited edition water tower decorations. I have one that they sent me. Easy to assemble. Took about 6 seconds. And it's very cool because as I look at it, sitting on just in front of my massive desk, it is got the words Brooklyn in yellow with orange drop shadow, and there's blue sky, and then there's a couple of buildings. It's very, very cool. It is one of their seven limited edition water towers. And I don't know which artist did it. There's five different artists. They've got descriptions of them on the Drew Estate website. But this is available only for a limited time. 1,750 of these water towers available. That is it. So if you multiply 1750 times 7, that is your number. And I believe there are, I want to say there's 20 cigars, if I'm not mistaken, in each particular canister. But very, very cool. And I've got the cigar in my hand. And it's got a special band with acid. And then it's got the water tower on the side in silver, says limited edition. Wow, this infusion. It's got botanicals, it's got oils, very sweet. I mean, it just, again, I'm not the traditional acid smoker. I like more of a traditional cigar, but these are amongst the most popular selling cigars in the world, these acids. And when they created it, it's for a unique audience, but it's really expanded. People that are cigar connoisseurs, experienced connoisseurs enjoy these. People that like a sweet cigar like these. This would not be my regular cigar. I would have probably one of the Undercrowns from Drew Estate, or the Herrera Esteli, which I very much enjoy. But for an occasional cigar, this acid, especially this limited edition, is a nice little change of pace. It's sweet. It's infused. It's not for everybody. But I will enjoy it today, especially since we'll be talking with Jonathan Drew and his whole crew from Drew Estate next hour.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Got the Cigar Dave Mala. Make America Lightate Again. Got the multiple flames. Listen to that. Listen to that. Huge tank. Big, hefty lighter. Big tank. So I can go probably, easily 50, 70 cigars without having to refill this thing. It's a massive lightation device from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories. Not available for sale, but that's what I will use today on my special acid Cuba Arte 20th anniversary.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. Let me toast the foot of this acid Cuba Arte. Again, beautiful looking packaging with this water tower. Great looking cigar. Beautiful construction. I mean, fabulous construction. And I told Jonathan Drew, I said, you know, JD, it'd be interesting to smoke one of the acids. Just the regular blend without any infusion. He said, General, I can make that happen. And look, you can't make a great cigar without great tobacco. They have great tobacco. They make great cigars. And again, the acid is not for everyone. It's an infused cigar, not for everyone. But for those of you that want a different cigar taste experience, I suggest giving it a try. Great draw. Wow. Major sweetness. vanilla. Outstanding. A little vanilla. Almost like a molasses type of taste. But you get, definitely get the flavor, the taste of this San Andreas Marron Maduro Broadleaf Wrapper. Very, very nice. Take another puff. Very nice. Mucho pleasantante. Very pleasant. Indeed, again, it's going to run you $12 per cigar, and it comes in one of these 7 limited edition water tower design canisters. Very, very cool. We've got some pictures. Sergeant Steve, didn't I send you the pictures earlier today? I believe I did. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
Perfect. Fantastic. So we will post that. And now I need the proper accompaniment to my fine acid Cuba arte.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, this is a sweet cigar, since it does have the botanicals and the other infused type of essential oils. So I need something that is going to pair nicely. And I can think of nothing better than some port. Some Portuguese port from Portugal. And I picked Graham's Six Grapes, a very nice, reasonably priced bottle of port. $20 for a 750 milliliter bottle. This is their reserve port. As I just pour it, dark ruby red in color. Definite notes of cherry and plum. And let me swirl it around. I'll take a sip. Nice. Very nice sweetness. Again, more of a dessert type of wine. What's interesting, Graham's Six Grapes, the reason they call it Six Grapes is because they use six types of varieties, primarily the Quinta dos Malvados, the Quinta do Trois, the Quinta do Val, correction. Those are the Quintos. That's where they grow it. The grapes that they use, the Tinta Amarela, the Tinta Barroca, the Tinta Roriz, and the Tinta Chao. Very, very nice grapes grown in the northern portion of Portugal. And what makes this Six Grapes port unique is that they age it for a relatively shorter period in wooden barrels than other reserve ruby ports, so as to preserve the youthful blackberry fruit character of the port wine. So as I take another sip, nice sweetness, but not over the top. Definitely has a little note of licorice. Again, a little cherry. Nice long finish. Very pleasant. And this is the type of spirit you put in a snifter. You take your time. You don't drink just a humongous amount, but it goes very nicely. You have a few puffs of your cigar. You take a little sip of your port. Very, very nice combination. So my acid Cuba Arte, along with my Graham's Six Grapes port, a perfect combination. When we come back, I will tell you about the successful elimination of the two rat vermin that were around my outdoor kitchen and my grill. I told you about it 2-3 weeks ago. We have a satisfactory ending. We will tell you about it next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
As cigar connoisseurs, we love to find new cigars. We love to go into the humidor and hunt for the latest and greatest. Well, I do the work for you because as the man in charge of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, I am always scouting what is new, what is exciting, what is hot. At the Premium Cigar Association convention, I found a brand new boutique cigar manufacturer that was the star of the show, Nova Cigars. We're featuring three of their super premium, fantastic cigars in our August 2019 Officers Club selection. We're featuring the Platinum Nova Sultan, a beautiful box press torpedo with a San Andreas wrapper.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has been working with a distraught family and fought to keep baby Israel Stinson on life support. Medical authorities finally turned off his life support against the wishes of his family, ending his life. Well, a federal judge in Sacramento held that a parent has no standing to challenge government policies regarding the life and death of their children. Well, PJI appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the court has now asked for extensive supplemental briefings on the merits of parental rights. Pray that the court will honor life and parental rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. America's Alpha Male with Nads of Steel, the General, Cigar Dave.
We have got an absolutely magnificent set of cigars that will be arriving to those of you that are members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Our August 2019 selection is the Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler. Three outstanding cigars from a very new and very hot boutique cigar company, Nova Cigar. I was at the Premium Cigar Association convention. I always try to see the nooks, go to the nooks and crannies, find if there's any new cigars or accessories worth taking a look at. And I happen to notice a lot of activity around this one booth. Name of the cigar company is Nova Cigar. And I'm talking to the principals and the people, Ari and Leo from Nova Cigars, the president, CEO. And they said, General, we love your show. You got to give us 5 minutes. You got to try our cigars. Absolutely. The cigars looked magnificent. The band looked great. The packaging, very impressed before I even smoked a cigar. Well, the first cigar they give me, they said, we know you have a German Shepherd named Sultan. Sultan. I said, I do. They go, well, we've got the cigar that you've got to try. It's called the Platinum Nova Sultan. A beautiful box press torpedo. 6 1/4 inches in length, 55 ring gauge. Beautiful San Andreas wrapper, Dominican filler and binder, medium to full bodied. I said, great, let me fire it up. Unbelievable construction, unbelievable draw, incredible smoothness. Very impressed. $16.95 cigar. So I started sampling some of their other cigars over 3 days. And I said, I've got to tell you, I absolutely love your cigars. I would love to feature these as our August Officers Club selection. They said, General, would love to do it. Now, these are super premium cigars. In addition to the Platinum Nova Sultan, we're also going to put in a Personal Reserve Leo X. Their CEO, Leo Ebzaradel, personally blended this cigar, silky medium-bodied cigar, nice spice, Ecuadorian Habano 2000 wrapper, a beautiful Robusto, $21.95 suggested retail. And then we're going to put in the Platinum Nova Classic, Habana 2000 Ecuadorian wrapper, complex, smooth, medium-bodied, beautiful cigar, $13.75. I think I calculated about $53 worth of cigar in the August 2019 Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler for $22.95 per month. Now, if you are not a member of the Officers Club, too late to get the August selection. It's not, however, too late to join and get the September selection that will come from Plasencia Cigar. We'll have more on that in a few weeks. But I am telling you, this Nova Cigar brand, boutique, super premium, they're going to be a brand to be on the lookout for. Incredible cigars, fabulous packaging, off the charts. And for those of you that are already signed up, you are going to get a very special treat. Three great cigars, the Nova Cigar Personal Reserve Leo X, the Nova Platinum Nova Sultan, and the Platinum Nova Classic coming your way. They'll be shipped out next week. If you're not a member, go to CigarDave.com. Check on Officers Club, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars and a Cigar Dave Ziploc pouch. We've got fabulous selections coming up the rest of the year and into next year. Again, $22.95. If you're a member already, you're going to get $52 worth of cigar, more, almost $58 worth of cigars for $22.95. Steal of the century. All right, let me tell you about Operation Rat Elimination. As you know, on the August 3rd edition of the Cigar Dave Show, I told you that several days before, I'm on the phone with my sister, Cigar Sister Lynn. I go to light up my grill. I lift up the grill, and I see this gigundous rat vermin running out. And, of course, I exclaimed, holy shiatsu! Cleaning it up now for all of our terrestrial stations. Shiatsu is a form of dog. It's all legit. Don't panic, program directors. Calm down. I exclaimed, holy blankety blank. I immediately knew I had to set a plan of attack in motion. And I'd noticed some rat droppings around. Now, there's a home. There's a lot 2 doors down from me that's undergoing construction. About a year and a half ago, around Thanksgiving, just after Thanksgiving, had a couple of rats I noticed in the garage. Never had a rat problem. Lived in the house for, 14 years. Never had any issues. All of a sudden, with the construction and an open field, that's what happens. The rats started to invade the property. No problem for a year and a half. Then all of a sudden, I noticed around my outdoor kitchen, I see some droppings. So I immediately spring into action. So as I said, I bought the Rad Zapper. I put the Rad Zapper out. 4 D-cell batteries. It goes in. It's like a little tunnel. They go to get the food at the very end. They can sniff the food from the other side. They go in. And once they step on the 2 pads, the electrified pads, 7,000 volts of power to zap them. And then a red light flashes, and you just tilt the rat zapper, put it into a garbage can, boom, the vermin is eliminated. So I put the rat zapper in there. One day, nothing. And I still see rat droppings. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a ride over to the Po. Now, a year and a half ago, The first trap I ever used was the Victor Metal Pedal Rat Trap, the M201. It's your standard trap. It's about $2. Basically, there's just a little copper thing where you put the little bait, but it's very hard to set. I mean, you gotta have both hands on it, and it's sensitive. It works. I did that, got no luck with it a year and a half ago. The rat kept getting the bait, but it wasn't snapping the trap. So then, at that time, I said, I'm going to go with something a little bit better. And I was talking to the guy that does some of my pest control around the Pleasure Palace, and he said, General, use what we use, the Victor M326 Rat Trap. It's got the snap bar, the kill bar, but it's got a nice big yellow pedal, nice big area where all they have to do is just step on it and boom. You can use peanut butter, he said. They actually like dog food. Take a little bit of the dog vittles. So I did that a year and a half ago. Worked like a charm. Got two of them. Boom. I should say boom, boom. So I went, after I bought the Rad Zapper, go back to the Home Depot. Now, I could have gotten the Victor M326. Now, I used one M326, but it was rusty. It was a little old. And the rat, a few weeks ago, was able to pick apart, picked clean the dog vittles, and didn't get whacked. So I said, that's it. I did my research. The latest in a rat power kill technology is the Victor M144 Power Kill Rat Trap. Now, here's the great thing about it. It's easy to set. You don't have to have both fingers down and then put the little arm in there, the metal little arm, and make sure it's easy. This thing just snaps back. Your fingers are out of the way. The bar stays nice and high. There's a big pedal. There's a nice little area to put the bait. They said, try peanut butter. As I'm leaving the Home Depot, the guy's like, just fill it with peanut butter. But fill it all the way, because he may step up on it, but when he's got to go to the bottom of it, boom. And enough pressure on that giant big pedal, it's going to get whacked. So great. So Saturday I put out the Rad Zapper and nothing. So I said, Sunday, that's it. I put it out in the morning. No, actually it was in the afternoon, late afternoon. So I happened to be letting the dogs out, Sultan and Baron out, around 11:15 at night. I go outside. I see rat droppings. But the traps are still, haven't been hit. But the bait is still there. I said, okay, I'm going to be patient. Now, I still had the Rat Zapper, had it along the side, a little along the back wall of where my little bar area is, where my grill goes. And I set, I think I set two or three traps. I think I had three traps set. Get up the next morning. Boom. Beautiful execution. The trap. I actually had three traps set plus the Rad Zapper. We've got pictures at CigarDave.com and social media. The trap is flipped. The rat, big one, man, like 8-9 inches, have the thing whacked. Great. I keep the other two traps and the Rad Zapper out, thinking maybe he's got an associate he's working with. Maybe he's got a partner. Sure enough, I go out, come out the next morning. What do I see? Boom. The next trap, gone. Kept the Rad Zapper out, the additional trap. Nothing since then. There were two guys working together, two little rat vermin. They have been executed. They have been eliminated. So Operation Rat Elimination Execution Maneuvers successful. I had my battle plan. The vermin were not going to beat this five-star. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show. Next.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Government.
That, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is the central focus of the overseas trips members of Congress take during the summer recess. But these days, Pelosi is also presenting an alternative face for U.S. diplomacy to President Trump's America First agenda.
We do believe in multilateral engagement, that we have to engage with our friends in order to solve some of the challenges that the world faces.
Pelosi says Democrats and Republicans do have foreign policy differences, but are united on American values, such as human rights and religious freedom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police were out in force in Portland, Oregon today as rival factions antagonized each other during dueling demonstrations in the downtown area. Police arrested 13 people in what the city's mayor called a potentially dangerous and volatile situation. And as of early afternoon, most of the folks had gone home, but hundreds of people remained downtown and on nearby streets. And there were some that had to be treated for medical conditions. Things got back to normal after thousands of travelers entering the U.S. had to endure long lines at customs checkpoints in a number of airports around the country Friday. Michael Lillard's a spokesman for Dulles Airport.
We learned that the computer system that Customs and Border Protection uses to admit international travelers into the country had an issue, and that affected their ability to process passengers at Dulles International Airport, as well as several others around the country.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Representatives from 180 nations are meeting in Geneva to agree on protections for vulnerable species, taking up issues including the trade in ivory and the demand for shark fin soup. United Nations Environment Program Executive Director Inger Andersen said the rate of wildlife extinction around the world accelerating.
The science of species loss is something that we need to focus on because we are losing species at a rate never seen before. The population of mammals, reptiles, amphibians, birds, and fish fell by over 60% between 1970 and 2014.
3 months ago, the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity warned that extinction is looming for over 1 million species of plants and animals, and there are growing concerns that policymakers aren't acting quickly enough to stop it. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. On Friday, Colorado tightened its air quality regulations, requiring at least 5% of the vehicles sold in the state by 2023 to emit zero pollution.
The State Air Quality Control Commission, which passed the rule in an 8-1 vote, said the requirement applies to auto manufacturers, not buyers. It's intended to boost the number of electric vehicles in a state struggling to control ozone pollution in its most heavily populated areas. The minimum rises to 6.23% in 2025. Colorado is the 11th state to adopt zero emission standards. Patrick Voss reporting.
Federal weather experts say Alaska just went through its warmest month ever. NOAA says Alaska's average temperature in July, 58.1 degrees. 5.5 degrees above average and 0.8 degrees higher than the previous warmest month of July 2004. And climate experts say the unusual weather events likely will become more commonplace. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I enjoy my acid Cuba Ante, beautiful 20th anniversary limited edition acid, different flavor complexion than I normally enjoy, but very pleasant. A little sweetness, a lot of sweetness, with the botanicals and the infused oils. And in fact, we will be replaying at the bottom of this hour my in-booth video segment tour from the Premium Cigar Association convention the end of June, early July, in Las Vegas, where we visited the Drew Estate. It's not even a booth. It's a city block is what it is. And we talked to J.D., Snacky Jonathan Drew, as well as get a whole tour of what's going on with all of their various brands. We talked to Willie Herrera. That comes at the bottom of the hour. And I should say that this acid Cuba Arte goes magnificently with my Graham's Six Grapes port. Sweet, very, very pleasant indeed. I want to just finish up talking about Operation Rat Elimination and Extermination Maneuvers that took place several weeks ago. I was telling you about the Victor M144 power kill trap. Works magnificently. I mean, state of the art, this thing. When you look at this thing, it's got the high impact kill bar, a big, large trigger plate, very easy to use. You set it with one click. You don't have to worry about getting your fingers in the way. Nice big bait cup that goes on the bottom. They step on the giant pad. Bammo. Absolutely magnificent. But I have to tell you, there was great satisfaction because it's a war. When you're against vermin and rodents and people say, oh, wait a minute, you're killing those innocent little animals. No, rats can spread disease. They can spread very bad disease. And, in fact, we've seen various viruses that have been spread by rats. So you need to eliminate rats. They can be very, very destructive. But I have to tell you that using this M144 trap, off the charts. So it's interesting because as I am leaving the Home Depot where I bought these, and I'm sure they sell them at Lowe's and everywhere else, the guy, as he's checking me out, says, oh, the great thing about these traps, these plastic traps, is that you can reuse these things. You just, you know, get rid of the rat and reset it. I said, wait a minute. If you actually think that I'm going to lift the bar up, pull the rat out, or just even shake the thing and then reset that trap, you got another thing coming. There is no way. He said, no, it's great. He goes, what you can do is, because if the rat does have disease, you can soak it in some bleach. Just let it sit in bleach for about 10, 15 minutes, then wash it off and you're good to go. I said, there is no chance, no way in hell I will be doing that. I said, these things are $3.50, $3.50 or $3.65, something like that. I said, if I got to go through 10 of these things to get rid of 10 rats, I'm going to take the thing, I'm going to put a latex glove on, which is exactly what I did. I took a kitchen drawstring bag. I lifted with my two fingers the edge of the trap. And, I mean, you know, you could feel the rat dangling down there. I mean, you know, you could feel the tail, see the tail swaying and everything. I opened up the trash bag, dropped it in, zip-tied it shut. I got another trash bag, and I put the trash bag with the whacked rat inside that secondary trash bag and closed it again. And the reason you do that is, and I had it in a big, giant trash can, so there's going to be no other rodents that could get to it. It's got a lid, but you want to get rid of any scent, so another rodent couldn't come along and say, oh, one little trash can, I smell some dinner or a snack. But there is no way in hell I'm going to touch that thing. No way. So what did I do? I ordered four more traps online, got them, and I am ready to keep them on hand just in case. But there is absolutely no way in hell I'm going to reuse a trap, touch anything that a dead, possibly virus-laden vermin has been into. No way, shape, or form.
Warning. Warning. We've reached DEFCON 1. Civil rights have been breached. Congressional insurgency has begun. Stand by as your general enacts countermeasures.
The enemies of pleasure first came after our cigars and our right to enjoy our cigars in restaurants, bars, and then in outdoor areas. Then I said, for those of you that don't smoke cigars, beware, because they will come after a product that you consume and enjoy. Lo and behold, several years later, the enemies of pleasure went after soda. Then I said, they're not done. Even if you don't drink soda and you don't smoke cigars, mark my words, they will come after a product that you consume or use. They've gone after alcohol. What's the latest we've seen? Plastic straws, plastic cups, plastic bags are the enemies. And so now when you go in various states and cities, sometimes they don't even carry plasticware, plastic straws or cups, plastic bags, and if they do, you got to pay 10 cents for the plastic bag. All because they want to reduce the carbon footprint, because plastic uses carbon and reduce any potential litter down the road. Again, the enemies of pleasure always have to have a villain. They can never be happy. They always have to go after a product that people consume legally and joyfully. So what's the latest? The enemies of pleasure. We started talking about this just about 6 months ago, 9 months ago. The enemies of meat. In fact, I think it would be appropriate time to play an appropriate song to really tick off PETA right about now.
Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the bar. Roberta Duran ain't two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of money right. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal for my
food. The Reverend Horton Heath.
Filet mignon, eat meat, eat meat, meat all day.
Beautiful thing. But the vegans, the enemies of meat, don't want you to enjoy that meat. They don't want you to consume any sort of dead animal product. Why? For what reason? Well, they're saying now it's because of climate change, that farming and raising of cattle and cows increases to our global warming, increases our climate, is a danger to the earth. And here's a perfect example. In Germany, German members of parliament want a higher tax on meat. Currently in Deutschland, Germany, jawohl, there's a 7% value-added tax, sales tax, on meat. They want to almost triple it to 19%. Why? They want to curb global warming and fund animal welfare improvements. Now, according to UN research, they say methane from livestock accounts for 14.5% of greenhouse gas emissions. So what? Cows have been on this planet for years and years and years. We've seen it. We have seen cows on this planet for ages, longer than humans have been around, probably. But yet, all of a sudden now, in 2019, it's a major problem, climate change. Never mind that there were cows on this planet for thousands of years. So now the German members of parliament argue that because of the high consumption of meat, it's fueling global warming, something must be done. And all these CO2 emissions are bad for the environment. And here we see from Fitch Solutions Macro Research, there is an emerging trend in Western Europe for meat taxes. They want to encourage people to either go to a plant-based vegan diet or to switch to poultry or go to meat substitutes. That's another crock in and of itself, and I'll get to that in just a bit. According to Fitch Solutions, they said the global rise of sugar taxes makes it easy to envision a similar wave of regulatory measures targeting the meat industry. It's highly unlikely that a tax would be implemented anytime soon in the U.S. or Brazil. But they believe that in Western Europe, looking at the polls, they said a majority of Germans, 56%, backed taxing meat. A third called it very positive. 82% of voters for the environmentalist Green Party favor. Similar proposals have been introduced in Denmark and Sweden since 2016. Now, one of the things that I can tell you will not happen in the UK and Britain under Prime Minister Boris Johnson is enacting a meat tax. In fact, he wants to abolish the UK's tax on sugary drinks, saying there's better ways to address the obesity issue, and he's right. But this is a worldwide movement we're now seeing. And again, this is the tyranny of the minority. A minority of Americans are vegan. Now, if you want to be vegan, that's your right. Go ahead. Don't eat meat. If you want to eat these new Beyond Meat burgers, great, have at it. And what I find interesting about these meatless burgers, these plant-based burgers that are the rage now, in fact, Beyond Meat, the stock exploded up to more than $200 a share, you know, like a $20 billion valuation. Now, of course, it's dropping like a lead brick. But you've got umpteen companies, even meat-producing companies, getting on this plant-based burger meatless bandwagon. Burger King added what they call the Impossible Whopper. You're seeing other fast food companies saying they're going to implement it. But here's what is interesting. When you look at the nutritional comparison between a regular meat burger and a vegan alternative plant-based burger, the calories are almost the same. They use soy. They use a lot of salt. In fact, on average, the meat burger, the real meat burger, contains about 80 milligrams of salt in an uncooked beef patty, 4 ounces. The same size plant-based vegan burger, the soy burger, 290 milligrams, almost 4 times, 400% more sodium. Now, what do we hear all the time? You should really limit your sodium. Sodium in excess, not good. How do they get the taste for these plant-based burgers? They got to load it up with sodium, just like we saw all these fat-free products, fat-free cheese, fat-free cream cheese, fat-free butter, fat-free this, fat-free snacks. How do they get the taste? They load it up with sugar. They load it up with carbs. They load it up with salt. Instead of just having a beef burger, which is natural, even with the fat, it's okay. We've learned now it's the sugar that's the problem, not necessarily the fat. But now these meat alternatives loaded with sodium. Loaded. So now they're the rage. Just wait a few years until everybody's blood pressure goes up because they're eating these vegan burgers with 400% more sodium than a regular burger. But we're seeing a mass hysteria now around the world. Climate change. We have to do it because of global warming. The livestock, the methane emissions that they are emitting is terrible for the planet. And it's healthier if you go to a plant-based diet. It's not enough that they say, look, we suggest that you go ahead and go to a plant-based diet. No. What they want you to do, they demand that you go to that. How do they do that? By enacting a meat tax. De facto prohibition. If they make the cost, the tax on meat or soda or your cigars or your coffee or plastic straws or any other product, these enemies of pleasure, the minority, again, the tyranny of the minority, these minority group of people think that how you should eat, what you should eat, how you should act, to them, they say, great, we'll just put a tax on it. Even though we can't get any legislation to ban and prohibit sodas or meat or cigars, but what we will do is we will just enact a tax so high that it is de facto prohibition. You see what it did in Philadelphia. They enacted a soda tax. What happened? All the businesses in Philadelphia suffered. Layoffs, supermarkets closed. People went to the suburbs to go buy their sodas. And this is the thinking. That the tyranny of the minority, this small subset of people, can wave their fingers and tell you how to live your life. They don't like that you eat meat. It's not good enough for them just to say, look, we're vegans. You should try veganism. Nope, not good enough. They have to force you. They force you through excessive taxation. And if anybody thinks this is about health, think again. Dr. Otmar Endenhofer was the co-chair of the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change. Now, we hear all about the global warming and that we have to tax fossil fuels, we have to tax meat, we have to tax this and that because we need to eliminate it. It has nothing to do with elimination. Dr. Otmar Endenhofer was very honest. This is a quote. We at the UNIPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore. Bingo. Dr. Endenhofer laid it all out there. He was honest. Straight shooter. This has nothing to do with environmental policy because we see Al Gore and all these other environmentalists, these people that say we should eliminate carbon fuels and increase gas taxes and eliminate cows and eliminate meat. This has nothing to do with the environment. This is totally about wealth redistribution. And meanwhile, where Al Gore says, by the way, we're already past the point of being able to help the Earth. And in, what did he say, 2010, the Earth was going to be gone, then 2016. Amazingly, we're all still here. Now what do we hear? In 10 years, it's going to be doomsday. But yet Al Gore still travels via private jet all over the place. Still lives his main house in Tennessee of, what, 13, 14,000 square feet, using more power than 30 or 40 homes will use in probably 5 years. But again, to them, it is all about control. That is it. It is all about control. So when they can control you, when they can basically go ahead and say, look, we're just here to control you, that's it, that's all it is, This has nothing to do with environmental policy. Once they can control you, then there you go. They have essentially won. That's it. That's what it boils down to. So consequently, what we see today, without any hesitation, in any way, shape, or form, we see this all the time, it is the tyranny of the minority. That's what they want to do. They essentially want to make it so difficult for you to be able to consume any sort of product that you want to enjoy. Any product that there's no health risks to eating meat. We heard that for years, the last number of years. Oh, don't eat meat, don't eat butter. What do we really have found? We found it's all about sugar. It's all about the processed foods. That's what we have found out. But yet, these supposed environmentalists, gotta eliminate beef, gotta eliminate meat, the vegans. It's all about control. Once they can control you, control what you eat, how you think, then they put you into a pen and they know they can do whatever they want to you. And I always say, there's a great quote that I heard that I would like to share with you, because I think it pretty much sums it up what we see today, especially with the socialist movement. People who are easily offended are easily controlled. All these people that are easily offended are easily controlled. We see this all the time. I'm offended. I've been violated. I've been triggered. I need a safe space. Those are the people that are easily controlled. You could give them a piece of cow manure, shape it into a hamburger, and say, look, this is filet mignon. Go ahead and eat it. You'll love it. And they'll eat it, nod their head, and say, this is great. Why? Because they can be controlled. Goldsmith University of London is banning the sale of beef on all the campus food outlets and cafeterias. Why? To tackle, quote, air quotes here, the climate emergency. They're also attempting to phase out single-use plastics and installing more panels to power its buildings, part of a move to become carbon neutral by 2025. Beef products no longer will be available in any of the University of London at Goldsmiths cafes and shops when the academic year begins in September. An additional levy will be added to the sale of bottled water, 10 pence, and disposable plastic cups to discourage their use. Now, their chancellor is called a warden over in England. Francis Connor, who is the new warden, said banning the sale of beef and plastics, this will help us, and we're going to institute curriculum changes to talk about the climate crisis. And here's a 20-year-old student that was asked, well, what do you think? She said, well, banning the sale of beef on campus, phasing out single-use plastics, other pledges that the new warden has made highlight the current climate emergency that the world is facing. She thinks it's great. Again, people that are easily offended are easily controlled. This is what we're seeing. They came after cigars. They came after soda. They came after plastic bags, your plastic straws and cups. They've gone after alcohol. Now meat. They're going to go after coffee next. The tyranny of the minority must end. We'll visit with Drew Estate around the corner in our Cigar Master segment.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler, including the Platinum Nova Sultan Box Pressed. This full-bodied blend features a dark Mexican San Andreas wrapper and Dominican filler, aged to perfection. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Tuohy and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Like a wolf feasting on a sheep's carcass, the general viciously shreds the enemies of pleasure and licks his blood-soaked chops with the taste of victory.
I got a kick out of these celebrities who were invited to Google's extravagant climate change camp in Italy. So they're trying to fight carbon emissions, talk about climate change, yet 200 of the world's richest, most famous people took private jets to the Italian island or their mega yachts to the island where in Sicily where the event took place. driving around in Ferraris and gas-guzzling cars. Got to get a kick out of hypocrisy. Never ends. All right, before we go to our Cigar Masters segment, I want to remind those of you that are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, next week for the August 2019 selection, we will be mailing the Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler. Great new boutique brand that I found. Three incredible cigars, the Nova Personal Reserve Leo X, the Platinum Nova Sultan, incredible medium to full body torpedo box press, and the Platinum Nova Classic, about $56, $58 worth of cigars. They're super premium, coming your way. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest. Unfortunately, you will not be able to get the August selection, but you will be in time for the September selection that we will talk about in a few weeks. Now, let's join my interview, my booth tour at the Premium Cigar Association Convention in Las Vegas with Drew Estate, the folks including Jonathan Drew and Willie Herrera. We are in the Drew Estate booth, the Drew Estate block, if you will. A lot going on. It's a loud place, loaded with action. We got about five different people we want to see in different parts of this Drew Estate booth. So let's hit it. We're going to see Willie Herrera first. I'm going to grab him, even though he's in the middle of a big meeting, probably. Let me grab Willie Herrera real quick. Ready? Willie, good to see you, buddy. Instead of Herrera Miami, you've got, what do you got?
No, this is Herrera Brazil.
I love the Brazil. We did that for our office. People loved it. Was that the Matapina or Arapiraca?
Matapina.
Love it. Fantastic. All right, Willie, some new cigar launches that we want to talk about. So let's go ahead.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Come this way.
BOTL.
BOTL, this is a brand that we had a few years back.
Brothers of the Leaf.
Brothers of the Leaf. It was a one size. So we brought that back. We make three sizes. You got a Corona, Corona Gorda, and a Lancero. Yeah, you can't
hold it down.
That's it, man.
I was going to show the Lancero. It's a nice, long, thin
7x38.
Yep.
A traditional Lancero. Same original blend. Great cigar. Medium body. A lot of flavor. A lot of balance. You know, just what I love in a cigar. This is one of the new ones. We have a new size, the Suprema in the underground shade, basically a Figurado. Really cool size, really cool shade. We have new packaging for the tubos in the undergrounds. We got the Dogma over there, and then the Shady 20, which that's a brand new one because these have been out in and out for events.
What's the size of the Dogma?
That is the size of the cigar, 6x54, I believe. Box press.
Box press.
And then that is a Bellicoso, I believe, and that's a Shady 20.
Outstanding. And these are all available starting when?
Starting as of now.
As of now.
As of now, yeah. Everything's here. Everything's ready to
great.
Go.
So as retailers order them, you start shipping them from
DDRB accounts are right. The ones that get those. As well as here you have the Herrera Sleep Miamis.
I don't want to talk
one
about
of the new ones of my from next
now,
year.
I don't. El Titan de Bronze,
that's
Sandy.
Right.
And every time I go in, I say, I want to try one of those cigars. She's like, you can't. Willie will kill me. No, you. I said, don't you worry about Willie.
Well, you always manage to get your hands on one.
That's right. I'm persuasive. I said, don't you worry about Willie. I'll take care of that. And we do. So your Herrera Esteli, you've totally rebranded,
yes.
Relaunched, repackaged.
Yes.
It looks fantastic.
Yes.
And now the Miami is really kind of a crown jewel.
Yeah.
That's very limited.
Yeah.
Because El Titan de Bronze only has, what, about 10 rollers?
10 right now, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So these are very special and very limited. So
very.
Tell me about the blend.
So the blend is a unique blend. It's a blend that I did using the tobaccos that we use at El Titan. It's a medium body smoke. It's definitely stronger than the original Herrera Esteli.
Right.
Maybe even a little bit stronger than the Brazil. It's peppery, it's spicy, it's what a lot of the Miami cigars back in the 90s were like. That's what it's reminiscent of. A dark Habano, Ecuadorian wrapper. It's got a great spice, man. It's got a Dominican Criollo 98 Seco in there. It's got some Dominican Ligeros in there, called Negrito. It's got some Nicaraguan in there, some Mato Binder. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal stick, man. Really, really happy and excited about that.
Price point?
9 to 12, I believe.
for a Miami cigar, that's pretty good. But again, very limited.
You're not talking about any large quantity.
It's another one that's a DDRP only.
Which means?
Drew Diplomat Retailer.
Drew Diplomat Retailer.
Yes.
It's only the select of the select who are great Drew Estate customers.
Correct.
Outstanding. Willie, it's always great to see you,
always.
My friend.
Thank you.
Say hello to Sandy Forney, Sandy Kovas, and LP Tata Bronze, one of my favorite ladies. We always have a great time.
Home base.
We always have a little Cuban coffee. We have some cigars. We chit-chat. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's it. That's
all right,
what it's all about.
All right, Brent. All right, next up, we're going to Pedro at Underground. Joe, which way are we going? Joe Grow, by the way.
How's it going, everybody?
Who's giving us the, he's our exclusive VIP tour guide today.
So I'm
because there's a lot going on here at Drew Estate. I mean, this place is a zoo.
We're busy here.
That's a good thing. This place is a zoo always. A lot going on in a very good way.
Yes. We're celebrating Acid 20 with 20 years of Acid, but now we're going to walk over to non-traditional.
Okay. So we're seeing Pedro right now.
No.
Oh, see Josh.
Yes.
Okay, so we're seeing Josh over at Deadwood. Come on. Josh, how are we doing?
Good.
All right, Josh Rowe of Drew Estate. Now we're going to talk about the two of their brands, non-traditional, they call them, Deadwood and Tabac.
Yeah.
Josh, the floor is yours.
All right, so we've got, for Deadwood, we've got two new releases coming out. We've got the Fat Bottom Betty Toro.
Let's go see it.
The Fat Bottom Betty Toro is actually right here. It's a 10-pound box. We've got 6x50.
These are spooky-looking boxes, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, these aren't for the little kids.
Right. They're definitely not for the little kids. So this is the new release that we've got. So this is the 10-count. For tobacco, we're also doing the Toro Tubos, which are these right there. This gift set, which comes with 5 cigars and a cutter and a lighter. And then we're also doing a new size, which is a 6x60. And that will also be in a 10-count.
Josh, let's talk about Tabac Especial, because Tabac's been a brand that Drew Estate launched many years ago. Kind of was a little bit dormant, but now they've really relaunched it. So let's talk about who this would appeal to, the blend, a little bit of the background of this cigar.
So this is a cigar perfect for the coffee drinkers, people that want their coffee in the morning. If you take it with cream, you'll take the Dulce. If you take it black, you'll take the Negro.
This one, Connecticut?
Yeah, these are Connecticut. Those are Maduro wrappers.
So what's the Maduro? What's first country of origin of the wrapper?
The country of origin is Mexico.
Mexico, so San Andreas and Barone.
Yeah.
Outstanding. And that's the thing, when you look at some of these tobaccos, it has got that creamy look, and I love the presentation with the tobacco leaf around.
Right.
What are the price points of Tabac Especial?
So this one is around $9, or $10.30, and it goes down towards everything that we've got, like the Robustos, are probably around the 8-month range. And the
eight to ten.
Yeah, eight to ten.
And, you know, these are a great morning cigar.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a walk the dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is probably, what, about a 4¾ by 38?
Yeah.
So, suggested retail on this.
Suggested retail on this is about $5.
$5. So, $5. A Tabaco Especial in the Connecticut. You walk your dog. You have your coffee in the morning. By the time you come back, you're ready to go for the day.
Right.
I mean, you've got, forget the Breakfast of Champions, this is Wheaties. It's a Tabaco Especial with your coffee. I want to move over real quickly here. These are very unique. Egg by Drew Estate. These are so unique. Let's talk about these cigars.
So these are one counts. These are completely unique to us. I don't think anybody does a size like this.
Nobody.
And so, you know, these are your special occasion cigars. For those people that like non-traditional cigars, people that like acids, tobacco, and stuff, this is like their special cigar that they would smoke.
And are these limited? They've got to be limited.
They're actually not limited.
Really?
So you can get them at any...
Because I was going to say, not too many rollers can roll one of these things.
Yeah.
These look almost like a grenade with two ends on it. And suggested retail.
Suggested retail is about 11 bucks.
What does the smoke like? I'm sure you have one. What does it smoke like?
It's actually very, very approachable.
Really?
As big as it is,
yeah.
It's not overwhelming in any way.
It's got to feel weird in your hand when you're at this big shape.
So one of the funny things is that people do is they'll actually punch the center of it and light both ends.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. So the Egg by Drew Estate, the Tabaco Especial, and the Deadwood.
Yeah.
All available now.
Yeah.
Josh, we appreciate it. Josh from Drew Estate. Now we're going to move over to the Folia de Nicaragua. Interesting story. That was really the first Nicaraguan cigar going way, way back before Nicaragua became a mecca for cigar production.
Exactly. It was established in 1968. By two Cuban immigrants that started planting tobacco in Nicaragua, Bermejo and Camacho, and actually we're paying tribute this year to those founders of the company. with the new release of the new size of the Cinco Décadas that was our commemorative cigar of the 50th anniversary.
Right here?
Right here.
Beautiful. Look at that. That's box press, I was going to say.
Box press, 6x54.
Cinco Décadas, 50 years. Incredible. So you were there way, way before anybody else.
Exactly.
And I remember smoking at Toya de Nicaragua about 30 years ago. And that was really right when cigar production in Nicaragua, not everybody was there, but it was starting to pick up. It was a great cigar. I mean, at the time, I think it was, for Double Corona, it was maybe $5, $4, $4.50. What a great cigar. Tell me about the blend of Cinco Décadas.
We actually don't disclose the blend.
It's a classic blend.
Yeah.
Well, tell me the taste profile.
The taste profile, it's a Nicaraguan puro, so you'll find a lot of flavor in this. It's a flavor bomb, as any good Nicaraguan puro can be. Some hints of, you'll find some spicy, typical spiciness of the Nicaraguan tobacco, but it's a very smooth smoke because the fillers are aged for more than 5 years. So you'll find a very balanced smoke, but you'll still find that power typical from the Nicaraguan.
So this is going to be more of a fuller flavor.
It's more of a fuller flavor, yeah.
Okay, Nicaraguan puro.
Exactly. All right. And we started the production last year with Diadema and El General. Those were the two.
El General, I am the general. You named one after me. I like that. Nice job, Daniel. El General. The general, right here. Let's get a look at that.
And those were the very first sizes that the factory ever made out of.
El General.
El General and Diadema.
And this is what size?
That's a Churchill. It's
Churchill.
7x50.
Outstanding. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to have to tell Joe I need a box of these.
Yeah.
Signed
we'll
by
sure
everybody there because El General, the general,
of course,
hand in hand. So Cinco Décadas, what else this year? Anything
this
else
year? There? Yeah, we have a great cigar over here.
Number one.
Numero uno.
Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper.
Yeah, and Nicaraguan fillers and binders.
So this is more mild, medium?
Yeah, mild to medium.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Our Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
As cigar connoisseurs, we love to find new cigars. We love to go into the humidor and hunt for the latest and greatest. Well, I do the work for you because as the man in charge of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, I am always scouting what is new, what is exciting, what is hot. At the Premium Cigar Association convention, I found a brand new boutique cigar manufacturer that was the star of the show, Nova Cigars. We're featuring three of their super premium, fantastic cigars in our August 2019 Officers Club selection. We're featuring the Platinum Nova Sultan, a beautiful box-press torpedo with a San Andreas wrapper. The Personal Reserve Leo X, nice, spicy, tasty cigar. And the Platinum Nova Classic, very rich. Three great cigars from Nova Cigar. You'll be amongst the first in the country to enjoy these. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you great cigars.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. No need to listen to all the betas at work. Download the Cigar Dave mobile app and listen to the Alpha Male Good Life 24/7, anywhere you go.
We continue with my exclusive in-booth coverage from the Premium Cigar Association convention, the end of June, early July in Las Vegas, with Drew Estate, and I talked with Jonathan Drew himself.
Oh, this is the world of acid. Look at this, a private acid VIP area. And look who is coming here to greet us.
Nice to see you,
Snacky, my brother.
That's right.
Jonathan Drew, long time friend. You know, I'm looking for you. And Joe's like, we're going to get him. Don't worry. Then he takes me through his phone booth. I'm like, where the hell are we going?
Did you film that little phone booth?
We did. We went right through it.
Yeah, that went right through it. Tight right there. everything about the booth is really this year. It's got the design aspect to it. It's got all of the pieces. We're putting the, you know, the beautiful story together, Acid, in the 20th year anniversary. So with the 20th anniversary, on top of having a lot of various things, many, you know, products that are new for the show, let me show you something right over here.
Look at this. Very famous, the water tower.
Yeah, so here's what's going on. What we want you to do, when you look at the True Estate logo, and you see that powerful logo, that, boom.
Wait, do that one more time.
It's, when you see that, come on, when you see that True Estate logo, that Manhattan Bridge, right over Dumbo, the
no, do that with the little, look at that. He's got the
double
this.
Double deluxe.
Listen. Only my Jewish brother could pull this off.
Look at that.
Do you think I could pull this off? There is no way. Look at this guy.
Well, that's one, man. Everything.
He's looking,
you know,
good.
We're keeping it.
We always have a good time.
Interesting. We're being always creative. But I want to show you.
Let's see it.
All right. So. Boom.
Water tower.
Which one? Well, remember I was telling you about the logo?
That's right.
So you got the True Estate logo. And when you're sitting up there, up in Brooklyn, and you're looking out at the Manhattan Bridge, you see the water towers.
Right.
You guys know when you see those True Estate products, all the tins, they got those water towers, big-ass water towers. So this is a desktop humidor. This is official True Estate water, acid water tower for the Puba Arte. And what's banging about it is this artist, he's a Brooklyn straight-up writer, graffiti guy, birds. But a lot of these types. Yo, this one right here. All this stuff is beautiful, and what I like about it is we kept it to the core with all the graffiti. Yo, let me just show you something.
Let me take a look. How much do you suggest the retail for this?
Oh, I have no idea. The sticks run for something like $10
a piece. But there's no cigars in
here. No, what's important about it actually is this.
There is? Well, I gotta see that.
So the cigars, you pop off the top, it's a humidor.
Look at that.
So it's, yeah, you got the...
beautiful. Look at
you got the
cigars
Boveda
right in there.
Yeah, you got the cigars here. And then you got the Boveda pack that keeps it. So you can switch it out. You can put a heavy humidor in your way. Look, it's a desktop humidor. It's nice to keep them handy at the desk.
This is just a nice art piece. You stick this on. It's a conversation piece.
Oh, yeah. Then we got the Acid 20.
All right.
So,
tell me about the Acid 20.
Yeah, Acid 20 also for the 20th year celebration. You got the Cuba Arte. These are limited. These will come and go. But then you got the 20th year. So the 20th year, it's a bigger, bolder Acid. Alright, it's got that big heavy body to it. So this is the best acid cigar since we've ever made since Cuba Cuba. So when you say that, you think about the number one selling SKU in the United States apparently, and I think so. Cuba Cuba. In the US. Number
really?
One.
Number one.
Dude, I believe so, yeah.
We did
pretty
Cuba
sure.
Cuba in one of our officers club selections recently. People loved it.
The officers club, yes. Yeah, that was good. We'd love to warn you with that. Next time, you know what I want to do?
What are we going
to
do?
I would love for us to do the 20, because you asked about the price point,
yep.
And I'm going to tell you this. We kept it inexpensive. This box, which is metal, it's got the chrome, it's expensive, but we wanted to keep it still for our core consumers. So I think it's like $10 retail.
Beautiful.
It's made for the Cuba Cuba guy. It's made for the guy who's smoking, you know, a little heavier, but
right.
Still wants to have that acid infusion.
So it is infused.
Yeah, it's
fuller flavor.
Yeah, it's like heavier Cuba Cuba, bigger and more heavier than a Cuba. It's not as bright. It's darker and heavier.
Jonathan Drew Estate. Do that one more time. Give a little ring. Come on, give the ring.
Ding.
Come on, no, do it. Give me that thing. Come here. Give me that ring. Wait a minute.
It's a fish.
This guy is the best. We go back a long time. Jonathan Glue, Drew Estate. You got a lot going on here.
Thanks for watching.
He's in every year. Special thanks to Joe Gro.
Yes.
Come on in, Joe. Special thanks to you for guiding us around. Because getting this guy corralled, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
You did it.
We got a fireball. Welcome to Drew Estate 2019. Cigar Day, my man. Bless.
My fill-in host. Next time I need a fill-in host.
Do what we're supposed to do. Yo, it's no joke.
Yo!
Incredible cigars, incredible story. Jonathan Drew and his whole team at Drew Estate, as I wrap up enjoying my Acid Cuba Arte special cigar, very limited edition stick today, looking at the incredible water tower that this comes in. Hope you enjoyed our coverage of the Drew Estate booth from the PCA convention. We have much more coverage coming your way. Don't forget, you can go to CigarDave.com, click on the IPCPR 2019 graphic, And you can watch all the videos of our exclusive and extensive tours from the convention. Cigar Dave, the general, saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Hands off my meat. Boo.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading Atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter, on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Trial in the Islamic Republic, including 253 reported executions of adults and children. Javed Raymond said in a report to the General Assembly circulated Friday that while the number of executions was the lowest since 2007, the number of executions remains one of the highest in the world. Keith Peters reporting.
Nevada's attorney general says he'll continue to pursue all legal options to block unlawful shipments of weapons-grade plutonium to a site near Las Vegas.
Aaron Ford's statement comes after a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Nevada this week. It said the matter is moot because the Energy Department already shipped the radioactive material in question and has promised no more will be hauled to Nevada. Ford says he intends to continue to litigate the case because of the Energy Department's record of, quote, deceitful behavior.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Nevada's options include requesting a rehearing before the full Ninth Circuit or maybe seeking a new court order to remove the plutonium that's already been shipped from South Carolina to Nevada. Overseas, the shipping agent for an Iranian supertanker caught in a diplomatic standoff says the vessel is ready to depart Gibraltar within 48 hours despite a last-minute effort by the United States to seize it again. Logistical preparations are underway, and a new crew of Indian and Ukrainian nationals expected to take command of the ship, which is carrying over 200 million barrels of Iranian oil. And in Alaska, about 300 tourists were stranded when heavy rains triggered mudslides in Denali National Park. Road crews cleared a lane, and buses were able to return the tourists back to the park entrance. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, it will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
The Mormon Church issuing health warnings to its members.
New guidance from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says coffee is prohibited no matter how it's marketed. Vaping is banned and marijuana is outlawed unless prescribed by competent doctors. The focus is on young members of the church. Word of Wisdom is a set of rules about what foods and drinks are good for Mormons and what substances they should avoid. For past generations, just entering coffee shops was considered taboo. The new warning says drinks with names that include cafe, mocha, latte, and ending in chino usually have coffee in them and are against the Word of Wisdom. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hollywood mourning the passing of Peter Fonda, the son of the Hollywood legend who became a movie star in his own right, both writing and starring in counterculture classics like Easy Rider, died of lung cancer. Peter Fonda was 79 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A longtime student loan industry executive has been hired by the Trump administration to be the federal government's top watchdog for the $1.5 trillion student loan market.
Robert Cameron will serve as the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's new student loan ombudsman. The Bureau said Friday it's a job designed to protect student loan borrowers from poor practices in the student loan industry. Mounting levels of student debt remains a hot political topic, with some 2020 Democratic presidential candidates calling for a national student loan forgiveness program. This while 1 in 10 student loan borrowers have fallen behind on repaying their loans. Patrick Frost reporting.
New York City police apprehended a man. They say he's suspected of placing two devices that looked like pressure cookers in a subway station on Friday. The man was captured on video with a cart putting cookers in two locations. The police determined the devices were not explosives. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade. In for Brian, it's Mary Walter.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, Mary Walter sitting in the seat once again for Brian Kilmeade. And I'd like to talk to you about the contenders for the Democrats nomination, the ones on the other side. Although for some of you, listen, Democrats listen to this show too, which I love. I think that's wonderful. I personally don't like to live in a vacuum. I like to hear all sides. It keeps me on my toes. I think it educates me. Who do you want to see get the nomination? Now, I'm going to ask it this question in two ways. Who do you want the nominee to be? Like, if you could wave a magic wand, which nominee would you put up against President Trump? That's the first one. But number two, which nominee can challenge President Trump the most, give him the most run for his money? Because here's why I ask this. I have some other friends and I personally would love to see Marianne Williamson get the nomination. Not because I think she can challenge President Trump. I don't think she has a chance at, I have a better chance of beating President Trump than Marianne Williamson. That's what I think. I just think that for entertainment purposes only, they will be the most watched debates in the history of debates. Donald Trump versus Marianne Williamson. And here's why. Because I think she can flummox him. I think she can get, she's going to say something so bizarre, so off the wall about dark forces and evil and her Department of Peace instead of, why, looking at him going, why do we have a Department of War? Why is it not a Department of Peace?
Do you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force?
Yeah, and President Trump's going to look at her like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, he may actually be silenced by Marianne Williamson. So the entertainment value alone, I think, would be fantastic. But As far as people who I think can seriously challenge President Trump, I have to go with John Delaney and Tulsi Gabbard. Why? Because they are the sanest of the bunch, I think. I think that if they actually got a chance from the Democrats, that they can, they're the most measured, they're the most tempered, they're more towards the center. And I do think that they're more palatable to a greater number of people. Right now, though, Tulsi Gabbard is polling at 2%. And John Delaney isn't even at 1%. So, poor John Delaney. He's kind of like the guy in the wilderness who's crying in the wilderness, and literally no one is listening to him. No one. And he's like, over here, we're heading to Crazy Town. And they're like, woohoo, get on the train, John. And he refuses to do so. So those are the two that I think could give him, the president, the best challenge. So I ask you, who do you want to see? And is it the same person that you think can give the president the best challenge? 866-408-7669 is my number. Let's head to Joplin, Missouri on KZRG. Chris, good morning. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi, Chris.
How are you? I'd like to tell you you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For me, I believe I would like to see Elizabeth Warren compete against Trump, and I think his biggest challenge would still be Bernie Sanders.
Why? Wow. Okay, interesting.
Oh, go ahead.
Why do you think Elizabeth Warren – why would you want to see Elizabeth Warren?
She can't even determine what heritage she has. I mean, she can't seem to stay on path on something, and I just think that being put up against him, she's not going to know how to react when he calls her out.
See, I think a woman up against President Trump is a positive, like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, even though she's not doing real well in the poll, she's fallen 8 points in the latest Economist poll. I don't think people like her demeanor when she's in the debates.
No.
She's very condescending, and I don't think people like that. But she's got a lot of identity pluses. She's a woman of color,
yeah,
and she's a woman. So those two things, the president, if he says certain things to her, is going to be seen as misogynist or a racist. And it gives the left, it gives her a lot more leeway than normally she would get. It would not be perceived the same as when President Trump went against Hillary Clinton, because people were like, you know what, that hardened battle axe, she can handle it and she can dish it out and take it. Kamala Harris is a more sympathetic figure, so it's going to be harder for him against her. But I think the same thing appeals with Warren. I think he gets dinged for being a misogynist against Elizabeth Warren and a racist because she's American Indian.
Yeah, but I also feel that the left has normalized those terms so much, it won't quite take as big of a toll.
Yeah, hopefully. I would hope you're right. Very quickly, you said Bernie Sanders, you think, can give the president the biggest challenge?
Mostly, the only reason I feel that is, for the most part, he's got the name recognition. He's been around. Everyone expects crazy out of him, and he's constantly promising everything for free and everything easy. And I think our today's society, hardly anyone wants to be responsible for their own accountability anymore. So why not have everything free and everything washed away?
Yeah, and young people love Bernie Sanders. They because he's going to get rid of their student loans. He's going to foist their debt on someone else. So they love that, not thinking ahead to when they have jobs and then they're paying for someone else's debt. And instead of paying off your own debt for 10 years, you're paying off someone else's debt for the rest of your life. But why think that far ahead? Because, woohoo, it's free. Chris,
well,
thank you.
He'd be crippling everyone. Everyone would be crippling themselves with that. You respect what you earn and pay for.
Well, that lesson has not been taught to a bulk of this generation. Chris, thank you. Let's head to San Antonio, Texas. Dave listening on Freedom 1160. Dave, good morning. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. How you doing, Dave?
Doing okay. Dealing with the heat down here, but what are you going to do, you know?
Well, it is Texas. Yeah, it's Texas.
Absolutely. Well, you alluded to it earlier just a moment ago. I worry about Bernie Sanders because he's got the cult personality. He's got the name recognition. I think a lot of the younger generation that were so pro-Bernie in 2016, they saw what happened to him with the Democrat leadership. He got hosed because they wanted Hillary at the top of the ticket. And I think they're going to, the lack of economic knowledge with them is going to make him a formidable candidate. He's the loony, but he's got the younger generation's ear. I would much rather see, if I had to pick a candidate, I would say Beto O'Rourke running against Trump, because he'll mop the floor with Beto. Beto's a moron.
Did you see his latest video? Because he's just like the rest of us. He goes to the dentist and he has to film it. And there was a film of him going to get donuts. And there's all these films of all these videos of Beto O'Rourke going to having all of these different experiences. This is Cut 16. This is Beto's latest attempt to be just like you and me. This is what he's campaigning on.
Well, Cynthia, I'm changing the tire on this truck.
I don't know if you could hear him there. He says, well, Cynthia, I'm changing the tire on this truck. So, you know what? He's just like you and me. He's an everyman. I don't think he owns that old truck, but he's out there. He's just changing the tire on this old truck. There's a reason to vote for him.
It does worry me that Beto has a little bit of cult of personality as well. I think a lot of people have seen through it. That's why he's polling at 1 or 2% and pretty much in the basement. But this cult of personality thing really is scary with the younger generation. I mean, they're not thinking, and it worries me.
We raised that younger generation. So there's the problem lies squarely on us. Thank you so much for the call. Just so you know, two polls that I'm looking at, a Harper Polling conducted a survey, and they asked in North Carolina, and they found in a matchup of President Trump with hypothetical Democrats, President Trump over Joe Biden, 1.1%, over Sanders, 2%, over Warren, 3%, and over Kamala Harris, Trump wins by 6%. But over Biden, only 1% in North Carolina. And, North Carolina is a swing state. A lot of states that used to be decidedly red are now swing states. But he did win it 49.9% to Hillary Clinton's 46.2%. They also chose Mitt Romney in 2012. They went blue in 2008, favoring Obama. But that was only by less than 0.5%. But still, against Biden, President Trump only ahead by 1% in that poll. And, of course, so much can change once people start the campaigning in those states. Another poll, a YouGov poll that was done for The Economist, shows Biden at 21%. He's down 1% in the last week. Warren at 20%, so statistical tie. She's up 4% in a week. Sanders at 16, he's up 3%. Harris at 8, she is down. O'Rourke at 5, but O'Rourke actually up 3%. Buttigieg at 5, and then it goes down Booker, Gabbard, Bennett, Castro, and on down from there. And the people who I would think are going to be dropping out of the race very shortly. And I believe Hickenlooper is supposed to announce today that he's dropping out officially. That's what we're being told. I have to see the official announcement first, but supposedly we're supposed to be looking for that today, that Hickenlooper will be dropping out. He doesn't even poll at 1% in this YouGov poll for The Economist. So that's probably a smart move on his part to do that. 866-408-7669. That is the number. Who would you like to see as the Democrat nominee? And who do you think can give the biggest challenge to President Trump? They may not be the same person. Get more of your calls coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm going to get me a beer.
Who, Pocahontas?
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Hall of Fame catcher here, Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. After 10 gold gloves, I know when I've made a great catch. Blue Emu has supported my healthy muscles and joints for over 15 years. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Updating the blue-collar TV tradition of the Honeymooners and All in the Family was Roseanne Barr. Starting in 1988, Roseanne, the mom from hell, led a great ensemble cast as the Connor family made their struggles of a lower middle-class family living in uncertain times and struggling to make ends meet.
Tune to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So, who do you want to see running for the Democrat position, for the nomination? Who do you want to see nail that nomination to challenge the president? Which one of the candidates would be your favorite to see give President Trump a challenge? And is that different from the person that you think can actually give the president a challenge? For me, it definitely is. And I told the story earlier, but a friend of mine donated $5 to Marianne Williamson to try to keep her in the debates because she is talking about the evil forces that are preventing her from continuing on this journey. So she needs your help. So he's, oh, sure. Keep you in the race. $5. Here you go. But who do you think can challenge the president? For me, they're not the same. I think John Delaney or Tulsi Gabbard could challenge this president. I think they're both sane. I think they have obviously not nearly as far left ideas as the rest of the field. And so I think that they could give the president a good run for his money, make him work a little bit for this. 866-408-7669, Gino in Connecticut, listening online. Hey, Gino, good morning. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I told the producer, this is what I'd like to see Bernie run against Trump for two reasons. One, because it would cause Trump to step up his game with regards to fiscal socialism. And two, if Bernie did get elected, then we would see the disaster that socialism really is, because it means that the ultimate end game for socialism is that everybody works for free. Because
right.
Eventually they're going to just run out of money. So everybody's going to have to work for free. So everything will be free. We'll all work for free. And I don't think that'll go well, but that's the very end. But we get to see his policies. I don't think he'd get a single policy across the board.
Well, I think in the time that he's been in government, which is his entire life, what did he pass?
Right.
I think he has got no bills passed, and he only sponsored
Zero.
Like two of them. Yeah. But here's the thing. The problem with that, Gino, that bothers me about that is that I think it could take longer than 4 years for the downside of socialism to kick in, and people would only see the upside because it hasn't trickled down to them yet. It's still other people's money. It's going to take longer than 4 years for their money to start being consumed, so they're going to love it. And I think it's going to take so long.
But I don't think you'd get anything passed. I don't mean to interject. I don't think you'd get anything passed because of the cost of these bills that he would propose.
If he's got a Democrat Congress, he very well could. And I don't know how it serves us. And thank you so much, Gino. I don't know how well it serves us to have gridlock where nothing gets done for 4 years. Look at how the trouble that the president's having. I mean, we would be in such a better place if the president could have gotten some more of his ideas passed. You know, like, I don't know, have a secure border for starters. Imagine how much better off we'd be if we had a secure border. But if you get a Democrat Congress with a President Bernie Sanders, I think the damage would take a really long time to undo. Remember, once you give someone a benefit, the government never takes away. It never goes away. It only gets bigger. There's not one social program that has gone away in this country. And I think that's dangerous. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, James on KRMG. James, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, well, I'm so happy you called. Who do you want to see run against the president?
Honestly, I would enjoy seeing Bernie Sanders just for the entertainment side of it.
True.
Because seeing both of their faces turning red on that stage would have the ratings going through the roof.
The two New Yorkers duking it out.
Exactly. Bernie Sanders is going to be throwing every socialist ball he can at Trump. And Trump, being the man he is going to tell him like it is. And Bernie's going to get mad. Trump's going to get upset. They're going to start saying things, and the ratings and the media are going to have a field day.
And not only that, but they are the candidates with the best hair. Trump's got the overly coiffed thing going on that's sprayed down, and Bernie combs his hair with a balloon every day.
Exactly.
That's very
true. To your challenge, though, I do have to agree with you. Delaney would probably give him a good challenge.
Yep.
But in the end, I don't see anybody on that Democratic side coming close to beating him on this election. I don't.
Nope. It's really a lesson, James. Thank you so much. It's really, really a lesson in how important name recognition is, right? People aren't even, which is frightening that people aren't looking at the policies because they don't even listen. They applaud when Joe Biden says, I'm gonna, you know, turn back all of Trump's tax credits. They're applauding for their tax credits going away. People don't listen to what's being said. They just know the name. They know the name Joe Biden. They know the name Sanders. They know Harris. They know Warren. They know, like, the top four or five. They know those names. So that's who they cast their ballot for, which is really, really frightening. In 1 minute, John in Boca Raton, listening online. John, good morning. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Who do you want to see get the nomination?
Well, I'd like to see Joe Biden get on the stage. That'd be great. Because, you know, pretty much the longer he starts to talk, you know, the more likely he's going to make a gaffe, you know. And, you know, he just, you know, the longer he's there, the more you realize that he's the least qualified person in the room, pretty much. And I'd like to see Elizabeth Warren. I wouldn't like to see Elizabeth Warren compete against Trump because I feel like, you know, she's going into the business spectrum. She's showing that she has some intelligence in that area. She's a female. She's, you know, she's going to attract female voters. That worries me.
I can see that. And she's going to attract the Native American vote since she is a Native American. You know, she is a minority. John, we got to run. Thank you so much. Coming up, the economy, your savings, and your fears. I'm Mary Walter in for Brian Kilmeade.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta. Our first responders need your help. PTSD is a crisis in our first responder community. Please remember during the car and campfires how important they were to you, your family, and your business. Today, there are more suicides than line of duty deaths, and we want to change that. Your donations of raffle items and money will help us bring Project Code 9 here to help them identify and treat PTSD. Contact us or donate through our Facebook page at We Back the Blue Shasta.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs for them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely as I have sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 2-year-old from Tennessee and the doctor who performed a miracle surgery makes the Dean's List. Brooke and Brad Kilburn were in a bad accident when Brooke was 16 weeks pregnant with baby Cooper. An ultrasound from the doctor revealed something was wrong with Cooper's airway. He wasn't sure what it was, and he didn't know how to fix it. Dr. Jerome Thompson figured out that Cooper had a rare condition that would leave him with no way to talk or breathe once he was born. He and a team performed a C-section, but they left the umbilical cord attached and implemented a tube in Cooper's throat, known as a trach. With that device and the help of a ventilator, Cooper could breathe, but he still wouldn't have a voice, and he was at risk. 2 years later, Dr. Thompson performed another surgery using parts of Cooper's own ribs. The surgeon sculpted a voice box. Dr. Thompson says he'll always have the trach, but he'll be able to do most things, even play sports, if he wants to. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good morning. I'm Mary Walter, sitting in for a vacationing Brian Kilmeade. Talking about the president and the 2020 contenders and how the Democrats want to overturn everything the president's done as far as tax cuts, and they don't like that. They want to take away any kind of gains you may have made from that. And one of the other things you keep hearing is recession. It's just around the corner. And then you hear, no, it's really not. And the market did terribly. Oh, the market's okay. Oh, the tariffs are going to crash the economy. No, the tariffs aren't going to do anything. So you're getting a lot of mixed signals. And when you get mixed signals, a lot of people, they're fake. Consumer confidence goes down and people start to kind of hold on to their money a little bit more. But if the economy does slow down, I'll give you a hypothetical. If the economy does slow down, if that affects the presidency and Trump winds up not winning in 2020, which, again, I'm one of these people that takes nothing for granted. I don't take anything for granted. Mm-mm-mm. So I'm not on the woohoo, Trump's got it made train. Not at all. I saw those Hillary supporters crying because their world was rocked. So I am all prepared in advance. And if Trump wins, I am going to be joyous. But if he doesn't, I will have mentally prepared myself for this. This is the way I have to roll. One thing, though, is that if the Trump tax backs are rolled back, tax cuts are rolled back, and if we do wind up with a Democrat in office in 2020, things are going to change. The economy is going to change drastically. At least I think it will, and I think a lot of people will. My question to you, though, is how prepared are you? Do you have any savings? How much do you have? I mean, do you think you have the right amount in savings, and especially retirement savings? Because this can affect your IRA, it affects your 401ks, it affects a lot of things. And according to Smart Assets, around half of American households have no retirement savings at all. There's no 401k, there's no IRA, absolutely nothing. And so you say, okay, well, what about pensions? Well, the Government Accountability Office says around 29% of households age 55 and older don't have a retirement savings or a pension. So what happens if the economy goes south? And during the good times that we're in right now, Are you making a point to invest and or save? And when I say invest, you got to be careful because you can invest in the stock market. And if things go south, well, the stock market goes south. Now, you don't lose that money until you go to cash it in. As long as it's still in the market, you technically haven't lost it. You know, if you can play the long game and wait it out till it comes back, then you technically haven't lost it, right? Some people believe swear by investing in real estate. I think it was Will Rogers who said, you always buy what God ain't making no more. And that would be gold, silver, land, etc. God ain't making no more. So there are some people who swear by that. But I'm curious to find out if your savings change, your saving habits change when times are good versus when times are lean. And at a time like this where we keep being told and we keep hearing these rumblings of, stock market, not doing well, look what happened, it opened up really high, and then China's involved, and we got tariffs. And there's a lot, there seems to be a lot of jitteriness, whether it is real or perceived. People take that in, and I think they get that message loud and clear. And if you're a saver, you go, oh, maybe I should put a little bit away while the time's good, maybe a little bit more than usual. 866-408-7669. 866-408-7669 is the number. The other thing that affects this is the death of pensions. Almost no one has a pension anymore, right? Among Fortune 500 companies, 81%, only 81 sponsored a pension plan in 2017. In 1998, 288 Fortune 500 companies had a pension plan. That's according to Prudential. They're accelerating more towards the trend of you put the money in and they make you shoulder more of the risk and the responsibility. And this is important because you have millennials and Gen Z coming up and they're looking at facing their golden years retirements that are far less generous than what their parents had. And I will go so far as to say, I look at it and my retirement is going to be nothing compared to what my parents have. My parents have been retired for probably about 20 years. My dad, they made it work with one person working. We had two vacations a year. My parents took 1 week by themselves. And when I say vacations, they sold us camping as a vacation when I was a kid. And then we got old enough to figure it out. We're like, this is not Disney. But they did what they could. And we went on the cheap a lot of times because my parents didn't have a lot of money. But they still managed to put enough away that they could retire for 20 years. And they go on vacation. They're all over the place. They've got my parents have personal trainers. And they have personal trainers in their, I think they started in like their 50s. They're now in their 80s and they have personal trainers. I don't have a personal trainer. I'm looking at a retirement that's not going to be anything close to what my parents had. My grandparents had a one-bedroom apartment. My grandfather's the only one who worked, but on not even a college, a high school education. My grandfather had to drop out of high school to help feed the family. He got a job. He got a union job with a pension that paid him, paid his medical, paid him for a long time. My grandfather died 5 weeks shy of his 97th birthday. The pension, the union sent him a note that if he lives past 100, they weren't paying for him anymore. They couldn't afford to do it. But those days are gone. Those days are absolutely gone. So is this something where we can handle as Americans? Can we handle this transition to having to be more responsible for our retirement, having to shoulder more of the savings and making those choices to say, okay, I'm going to go without and I'm going to put this money away because you know what? My employer isn't doing it for me. My employer doesn't have a pension for me. I don't have that. My friends who've worked for the government or were teachers, cops, they were, you know, 20 and out, 30 and out, and they're retired. A friend of mine's a teacher. She's retired in her 50s. I think she's 55 yet. Retired. Didn't care. She's got her pension. Woohoo, life's good. I am so insanely jealous. So insanely jealous. 866-408-7669. Randy in Woodward, Oklahoma on KMZE. Randy, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I do have enough, I think, to retire. I'm not going to be wealthy by any means. And kind of interesting, you were talking about your mom and dad and your grandparents. You know, my wife has never worked. She raised our girls and stuff. But it's interesting to me to look at where we're at in relationship to the Chinese situation, the loss of jobs, the pensions, as you talked about. Most of those were through industrial manufacturing. And, you know, I think if we can push to get back to an industrial manufacturing base, as President Trump wants us to, I think we can turn this around. But if we continue to rely on the socialist demagogues, I would call them, that think that we can take money from me and give it to somebody else, that's a very bad way to go. If I could, I'd tell you a story of years ago. I was in business for myself, and I had to leave that business because of my wife's health insurance needs. But while we were running it, you know, you pay quarterly taxes as you're a business person. Every quarter you pay your taxes and you send it to the government. Well, I had just done that. My sister-in-law wrote the check out, and we wrote a check for like $8,500 to the federal government. And we get in the truck to go to work the next morning, and a young man that works for us was bragging about the fact that he has three kids with the earned income tax credit. He just got a $6,500 tax refund, and he didn't pay a dime in taxes.
Yep.
Which meant I gave him a $6,500 tax return.
You know, it's so true. And talking about taxes, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us, Randy. That's so true when it comes to taxes. It's so complex that the average American, unless you really study it, you have no clue. This is why my husband and I pay someone to handle our taxes for us. I'm so afraid of making a mistake, number one. But number two, it's so complex, and they do it on purpose so that they can look at people, and they can look at seniors, or they can look at people with children, or they can look at this group and say, we're giving you a tax break. And they buy your vote with that. But behind the scenes, it's really just transfers of money between one group and another. And if people actually really were aware of what's going on, I think you would see an uprising with what's happening in taxes. So do you have enough stock to wait to weather a recession? And do you think that your retirement will be as nice as your parents' retirement? Do you think that you're going to retire as early as they did? Will you work longer? And do you think you're going to be able to do the same things that your parents did or the way that they spent their retirement? Will you be able to handle that? Maybe it'll be better. Maybe you're actually going to do better than your parents. But they are saying that those days are over with the millennials will not do as well as their parents. 866-408-7669. More of your calls coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis,
because, man, do you need to know.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Mary Walter in for Brian Kilmeade. We're talking about the possibility of a recession because we keep hearing that that's recession's just around the corner. Indicators are there. And I think this is wish fulfillment on the part of some on the left, because if the economy goes into a recession, they have a better chance of beating President Trump. But if it's true, if the indicators are there on the horizon, as we're hearing from some, do you have enough to weather a recession? Do you have enough liquid, or are you in a position enough to be able to handle a recession? According to Bankrate, the typical American household has an average of $8,800 approximately in an account at a bank or credit union. That is just liquid funds. So it doesn't include retirement funds or any other investments like stocks, property, or something along those lines. Obviously, it varies greatly by age and household. Pensions are a thing of the past. We're finding that pensions no longer really exist, especially for millennials, especially for Gen Z. But millennials are predicted to be the first generation to not do as well as their parents. And I find that interesting because I'm like right on the edge of the millennial generation. Actually, no, probably whatever comes before millennials, but not baby boomer, but whatever. And I look at it and I see that my generation isn't doing as well as our parents. And I look at my parents and I see their retirement. And I know that my husband and I are going to work far past when my parents retired. And I know that our retirement isn't going to be nearly as golden as my parents' golden years. my parents traveling all over. They still live in the same house we had when we were kids. They keep saying they're going to move out. They're never going to move out. But they keep saying they're going to do it. They've got the house. They, like I said, they go to the gym and have personal trainers. They're on vacation several times a year. Like, took exotic, like, nice places. They're not going down to a motel at the Jersey Shore. They're going to, you know, foreign countries on vacations. You know, 2 weeks at a clip. They're on cruises in Alaska. They're all over the place. I know that's not going to be my retirement. So what about you? Can you weather a recession if that does come to pass? And when you look at your parents, what about your retirement? KJ in Houston, Texas, listening on KSEV. KJ, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hi.
Hello. You're doing a great job filling for Brian.
Thank you.
I'm going to segue off what your last caller, Randy, said. I worked, and I own my dad's company. And to tell you the truth, I think everybody should have to pay taxes every quarter to see, to actually see what they're paying in taxes. And I've also been on the side where the company has paid payroll taxes. So I know, like, that company in Mississippi that just was raided with all the illegals. I know how much money they were saving, millions of dollars on payroll taxes and insurance. So as far as savings go, you know, my dad's company had the word budget in it. He was a former senior Marine drill instructor, Korean War vet. And he hammered all of us kids, five of them, budget, budget, budget. Don't buy it right now. Think about it for 3 days, most likely. If you think about it for 3 days, you will not want to buy it. So, but if we survived Obama 8 years, I can survive a recession.
You know, I have to say, because of my husband's profession, my husband's in the medical field, and because of Obama, it took a huge chunk of his money. I think 2013 was really the last year where we could say, wow, things look really great. This is going to be fantastic. He's not going to have to work as long. Our plan was in place. And then Obama came with Obamacare and the economy. And I think since 2013, my husband's lost at least a third of his income. And so that impacts us greatly. And I think maybe that's why, because it depends on the field that you're in and how that is currently being tinkered with by the lawyers and politicians in Washington, D.C. That depends on how you look at it. So I look at it as we survived Obama, but we came out really bloodied from the Obama administration. And to this day, it has changed the course of our lives. It's changed the course of our retirement, when we retire, where we retire. We're not going to be able to retire where we thought we were going to be able to. We're not going to be able to keep our home. We're going to have to sell and go elsewhere. So I look at that, and yeah, I survived, but I got to tell you, I don't look forward to another recession under President Trump. I think it'll be easier on us than President Obama because the damage has been done, but I don't know how much more we can survive yet another recession, despite us having lots in savings. Thank you, KG. My husband and I are savers. We save. Problem with that is we are in this country now. If you save and we get to that point where they look at us and they go, oh, you know what? Social Security is really running dry. You've been responsible. You've saved, so you don't get anything. That guy over there who spent everything he had and has a big screen TV and goes on vacation all the time, he doesn't have anything in savings. He doesn't have any assets. So he's got to get his Social Security because else, you know, how would he survive? That's where we are now, and that really, really scares me. I do not like that at all, especially as a saver. Andy in Otisville, New York, listening on the Fox app. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Mary, you're doing a great job. Love the show.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. So, yeah, I think my wife and I will survive a recession. Both of us have multi-streams of income. We're not ones that ever believed that you had one kind of career and one kind of way to generate income. We both own separately rental income. We have I'm a nurse, so I have a union pension there. I own a small maintenance company. She's a teacher for the blind, so she works in the school system, and then she has a small company outside the school system where she works with blind children. So I think we would be okay. I worry about my kids. I have kids that are they're millennials. I have six of them, so I have millennials and younger. But we've hammered into our kids that, you know, you can't rely on anybody but you for your retirement. Your company's not going to do it for you. Whoever you work for is not going to do it for you.
Yeah, and you're blessed because your wife and you both will have pensions, which is really a blessing in this economy because they are becoming, you know, like a white rhino. You just don't see them anymore. People just don't have them. And I think it's because they became unwieldy. Companies couldn't afford them. Taxpayers, towns are going, are you know, buckling under the pressure of all these pensions, and they just can't afford to pay them out anymore. Well, let's hope there is no recession around the corner. Let's hope that that is not coming and that some of the pundits are indeed wrong. I'm Mary Walter, and you're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor. Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Police kept both sides apart in Portland, Oregon Saturday as protesters and counter-protesters converged downtown.
Lieutenant Tina Jones says police are politically neutral as officers investigate several incidents from previous clashes on May 1st and June 29th. Authorities have asked residents to not call 911 today unless it's a life-threatening emergency and to stay away from the heart of downtown.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. Lieutenant Jones says at least 13 people were arrested. At least one person was taken to a hospital. Three others evaluated by medics. All the injuries, she said, were minor. The Trump administration last week won a partial victory in efforts to limit the number of immigrants applying for asylum at two of the busiest crossing areas along the southern border.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the states of California and Arizona from enforcing the policy, but allowed the states of New Mexico and Texas to move forward. If implemented, the ruling allows the Trump administration to deny asylum for migrants who cross into those two states from other countries if they don't seek asylum in those countries first. The ACLU has vowed to continue fighting to block the policy completely.
Correspondent Wally Hines with that report. A state jury in California will get to decide whether Pacific Gas and Electric Equipment ignited a deadly wildfire in wine country. The 2017 fire killed 22 people, destroyed more than 5,000 homes in the Santa Rosa area. Fire investigators from the state had previously determined it was caused by a private electrical system, but victims disagreed. They demanded and will get a jury trial. Check out more news and read the best analysis. You can find them both by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
China's auto sales sank again in July, extending a year-long contraction in the industry's biggest global market.
An industry group, the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, says sales of sedans, SUVs, and minivans declined 3.9%. from a year earlier to 1.5 million. Sales of electric and hybrid vehicles, which had risen in recent months, declined despite government pressure on automakers to promote the technology. Auto sales for the 7 months through July were off 12.8% at 11.6 million vehicles.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Consumer demand's been hurt by unease over Beijing's tariff war with President Trump and weakening Chinese economic growth. California and three other states are filing the latest court challenge over new Trump administration rules blocking green cards for many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers. This is townhall.com. A judge vacated an arbitrator's ruling that ordered the Seattle Police Department to reinstate one of their officers.
The officer was fired for punching a drunk, handcuffed woman after she kicked him during a 2014 incident captured on patrol car video. King County Superior Court Judge John McHale found in a ruling released late Friday that the arbitrator's November 30th decision to order the city to reduce Officer Adley Shepard's firing to a 15-day suspension and put him back in the job amounted to discipline so lenient it violates the explicit, dominant, and well-defined public policy against the use of excessive force. Patrick Foss reporting.
A National Rifle Association leader-turned-critic meeting with New York investigators next week, and the NRA wants to be there. New York's Attorney General's office will question Oliver North Tuesday as it probes whether the NRA broke laws governing its nonprofit status. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade. In for Brian, it's Mary Walter.
Yeah, good morning to you. I'm Mary Walter, sitting in for Brian Kilmeade this morning. Joining us now, DeRoy Murdoch. He's National Review Online Contributing Editor, syndicated columnist, and Fox News contributor. He wears many hats, DeRoy. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Mary, great to be with you.
Your latest piece talks about the president, and you say, don't ignore Trump's unifying anti-racist rhetoric. And I have to say that while I agree with your sentiment, I think you're kind of preaching to the choir with this, because the left has so successfully controlled the message in this country for decades, and the right has allowed this to happen. And this is one of my big complaints with the Republicans, is that they just sit back and let the Democrats steal their lunch money. And they have so successfully controlled the message that they have painted this president as a racist. And in every single conversation where I have had with a Democrat, I have said, what has the president done that makes him a racist? I have yet to get a response.
I think you're absolutely right, and this to me is a huge frustration. I don't know why the White House, the RNC, the Trump campaign, whatever it is, doesn't do what I did, which is simply put together a list of the quotes. I have 25 quotes in this piece I have, which is on National Review Online, and I go from very early on in his presidency. In fact, his very first speech to Congress back in February of 2017, there were a number of attacks against Jewish senators and so on. And he said, "We may be a nation divided on policies. We are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all its very ugly forms." That's just one example, and I've got about two dozen of them where he has attacked racism, attacked neo-Nazis, denounced white supremacy, denounced and condemned white nationalism, said praiseworthy things about Jews, Israel, said very good things about black people, school choice, criminal justice reform, and on and on and on. The media don't like to cover those things. They like to say he's a racist, and anything that goes against that narrative gets covered up. And I think the most egregious example of this was, you may recall, about 3-4 months ago, there was that attack on that synagogue in Poway, California, not far from San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal attack. And about 5 days later, the rabbi from that synagogue, Rabbi Goldstein, was at the Rose Garden. The President of the United States invited him to come up to the podium, and he said, basically, "Mr. President, I want to thank you for reaching out to me. I was mourning. You comforted me. You're the, I think he used the term, mensch par excellence. And he said, you gave me healing when I needed it, and you heal the wounded. Thank you, Mr. President." That, guess how much coverage that got on the ABC, CBS, and NBC evening news?
I'm going to go with about as much coverage as anything that the president does that's good. So zero?
Zero. The answer is 0 minutes. Now, people on the left say, "Oh, my God, Trump needs to unify our country. He's so divisive. Why does he do something to unite the country?" So there, 5 days after this anti-Semitic attack, when you have Jews and Gentiles both wondering if we're going to have anti-Semitism erupt across this country, the president does something wonderful, warm, positive. This rabbi responds in a very warm and beautiful fashion. They shook each other's hands. They hugged in the Rose Garden. It was a very sunny event. And it gets zero, zippo coverage from the evening news broadcast on ABC, CBS, and NBC, where millions of Americans still get their news. And that just says to me that this is media malpractice. And the reason they don't cover that is because they are in on the game, which is to make this president look like a racist, even though he's not. And he repeatedly says things which are unracist, anti-racist, and they just keep that swept under the rug and covered up and concealed. Shameful. Absolutely shameful.
Here's where what I hear, and this is where I see this going, or where we already maybe are. You have the New York Times responding to criticism of a headline that was absolutely accurate and fair on the president and talking about racism in light of the two shootings, the one in El Paso and Dayton. And because of the pressure from the left, they changed it to make it look as if the president were racist. They changed the headline on a story that said that the president, you know, was very balanced and anti-racism, blah, blah. They changed it. So with everything that you've said and seeing that they bow to pressure from the left, we now know that they are just an arm of the DNC.
Correct.
They are just the mouthpiece for the DNC and for the left's. Is, quote unquote, journalism dead in this country? We now have a state-run media. And how do you ever go back and undo it?
Well, I think you're right. So much of the so-called objective, quote-unquote, media have turned out to be, just as you say, offshoots of the Democrat National Committee. I mean, they're just I refer to the media generally as the bootblacks of the Democrat Party. They're there to take care of them, serve them tea, give them back rubs, whatever it is the Democrats want. The easy way to fight this is for, in as dramatic a fashion as possible, the White House, the Republican National Committee, Trump 2020, groups in the center-right, to put out these quotes, put out videos. An excellent organization called Grabien, G-R-A-B-I-E-N,
yes,
did a
yes,
wonderful video, about a 2.5-minute montage of all this. I recommend people to Google Grabien and Trump and race. You can see that. And the other thing that the President of the United States needs to do, I think it would be extremely effective, is he ought to be speaking in black churches every week. He ought to be visiting black businesses. He signed this wonderful opportunity zone program to bring resources to low-income areas, many of which are black and Hispanic. He ought to go visit the businesses that are starting in those opportunity zones, shake black hands, kiss Hispanic babies, etc. The more he does that, the more absurd and ridiculous these, oh my God, Trump is a Nazi claims and not claims lies will be if we see the President of the United States campaigning in these black neighborhoods. And the magic of that, by the way, is he doesn't need to win 100% of the black vote or 60% or 40%. If he wins 15 or 20% of the black vote, he wins this election and Republicans probably start winning down ticket, number one. Number two, if nervous white voters see the President in black neighborhoods and so on, they think, well, maybe he really isn't a lie, isn't a racist. Maybe I've been lied to. I guess it's now okay to vote for President Trump. And suddenly you start seeing nervous whites move back into the back onto the Trump train. So I think he has nothing to lose and everything to gain by going out and campaigning in black and Hispanic neighborhoods.
There is nothing more dangerous in our society today than a self-loathing, guilty white liberal.
That's right. Exactly. Yep. Exactly right.
They are such do-gooders, and they the insidiousness of them is they don't recognize their own racism by saying, oh, well, black people, you can't have voter ID as part of the law. Black people are too stupid to be able to have an ID.
Yeah. I mean, who could imagine black folks actually going down to the DMV and getting a driver's license or an ID card? This is incredibly racist, and I find when I go to the airport, the TSA doesn't say, oh, Mr. Murdoch, you're black. You can just get on the plane. No, they ask for my ID, just everybody else in line. And somehow that's not racist, but it is racist to be asked for ID at the polls. That's the only place where it's racist. Everywhere else, it's expected. And in fact, Senator Obama, Senator Clinton, and others, Hillary Clinton, voted for a law to require people to show ID if they bought certain types of cold medication to fight meth labs, that sort of thing, including little old black ladies just trying to get some cold or flu medication. They now have to show ID cards. That wasn't racist when Hillary Clinton and Obama voted for that. But it is, of course, when you ask blacks for ID at the polls.
Well, I like your idea of the president getting out there. Instead of just assuming that the booming economy and the unemployment rate among minorities is going to get him their votes, I think you're right. He's got to be seen out. I love what he did with Baltimore. I love how he called out Elijah Cummings. And you saw people in Baltimore going, he's right. Elijah Cummings has done nothing for us. People starting to wake up by the president calling attention to this, and they call him a racist, but the people in some of the people in those neighborhoods saying, wait a minute, he's absolutely right. We have rats. It's garbage.
He should contact a friendly or at least open-minded reverend in Baltimore and say, look, I'd like to come and talk to your congregation on Sunday. There's nothing the press can do to stop him. They would have to cover it. And it's very hard to say, oh, what a bigot he is if he's actually there talking to black people in Baltimore about their problems and whatever he can do to help, and then bringing in Republican volunteers, middle-of-the-road volunteers, whatever, to clean up that neighborhood, tutor kids, whatever it takes. And I think people would applaud that. And, again, it would make the Democrats look ridiculous because they have nothing else to offer but hatred of the president and stirring up the racial pot in the worst possible way.
Absolutely. Jeroy Murdoch, National Review online contributing editor, Fox News contributor. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mary. You bet. Thanks
very much. Pieces in the National Review called Don't Ignore Trump Unifying Anti-Racist Rhetoric. Great read. Got more coming up on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim. So call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I want to talk about Olivia Newton-John. You may say, Olivia Newton-John, why? What's up with Olivia Newton-John? Olivia Newton-John lives in California. As you know, she's Australian and, you know, splashed onto the scene big with Grease. She was Sandy in Grease. And every teenage girl wanted to be Sandy, right? And then fall in love with John Travolta. She has had a lot of health problems, though, and she was interviewed recently with 60 Minutes Australia. And they discussed her health, what she calls challenges. And she reveals that she has been diagnosed, well, we knew in 2017, but she revealed now that it is stage 4 breast cancer. And she told the reporter, Liz Hayes, that she told her doctors that she doesn't want to know how long she has left to live. And I thought that was so amazing. Listen to her rationale. She says, if somebody tells you you have 6 months to live, very possibly you will because you believe that. So for me, psychologically, it's better not to have any idea of what they expect or what the last person that has what you have lived. So I don't tune in. Wow. This is the third time her cancer has appeared. It's at first, she was first diagnosed in 1992, then 2013, and then again this last time in 2017. And I thought this was interesting. I know someone who's just diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, and this is her first diagnosis. This is Olivia Newton-John's third, so she probably has a benefit of hindsight and probably looks at it much differently. But my friend who's been diagnosed, she is all out, you know, waging this battle and driving everyone around her crazy. Love her, but she's driving everybody, including her doctors, crazy. But so she's looking at it totally differently. She wants to know the minutia of literally everything. If she has a side effect that the doctor didn't tell her about, because there are so many possible side effects from chemo and stuff, she is in that office. She wants to know why she wasn't told about it. She's you know, very, very, very forward with the whole thing. And then you have Olivia Newton-John, who says, I'm going to sit back. I don't want to know. And I understand her rationale. I thought it would be interesting to ask you, would you want to know? And let's say it's not just a disease that you've been diagnosed with, and then, you know, you can get a prognosis of approximately how long they expect you to live or what your odds are of living. What if, you know, because there's so many tests now that you can take, these genetic tests to find out if you have certain diseases, as they, every day, they come out with more and more advances into DNA and how DNA, how things may just be encoded on your DNA. And would you want to know? Because I don't know if I would. 866-408-7669. 866-408-7669. I tell the story that I have a lot of orthopedic issues, just because my brother and I both, we must have something, but we're both genetically predisposed to being lanky, and our joints don't stay in the sockets. They're all over the place. We both have had shoulder surgeries. Every orthopedic surgeon or any kind of surgeon for joints I've been to always asks me if I've been diagnosed with a certain disease. And I said, no, but everybody asks me this. So a friend of mine who's my orthopedic surgeon asked me, and I said, no. And I finally said, everybody asked me that. He goes, well, you kind of got the symptoms for a very, very, very mild case, nothing to really be worried about. I said, well, would it change if I took the test and found out? Would it change how you treat me? He said, no. I said, is there a cure? He said, no. I said, well, then why would we do the test? It's only going to cost money, number one. Number two, it's not going to change a darn thing. And number three, it's just going to let the insurance company know that I have this genetic marker, that I'm predisposed to this illness. There's no upside in this for me at all. Like Alzheimer's, I wouldn't want to know. If they come out with a test to let you know if you're going to get Alzheimer's down the road and there's no cure, I do not want to know, because I'll tell you right now, every time I can't find my car keys, which is pretty much all the time, I'm going to be wondering if that was the one time, oh my God, it started. I'd constantly be wondering every time I forget something. My life is such a whirlwind. I forget stuff all the time just because I can't keep track of where I'm going on a daily basis, let alone what I'm bringing with me. But I think in the back of my brain, I would always be wondering, is it the Alzheimer's? Oh, my gosh, it's happening. I would always wonder. 866-408-7669. Just curious. Would you want to know? Let's go to York, Pennsylvania, and John. John, good morning. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Olivia Newton-John says, I don't want to know how long I have left to live. Would you want to know any of this?
I agree with her.
Why?
I want to know. I think it would change your whole psyche.
Yeah. Let me ask you, though. If you knew you only had, like, 6 months, would you divorce your wife and then run up your credit card bills?
No, but I would, like I told your screener, I said I'd like to kind of have, a three-month roundabout figure so I'm not skydiving and I drop in the middle of that. But, yeah, I mean, I'd knock my bucket list out. But if I had cancer like she did and I grew up watching her,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to know because it's going to change everything. You're going to look at life different. I would tell my doctor, you know what? Don't even tell me I have it.
Well, I believe she's getting treatment. I have to look it up, and I have the story where I could tell you exactly what she's doing, but she does a lot of herbs. She does a lot of natural medicine.
She's healthy. Yeah. I watched her story.
Oh, you did? Okay. So
yeah,
then you know.
Healthy as heck. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is sad, and it makes me wonder, you know, they do know there are certain genetic markers for breast cancer, and clearly she has it, but fighting it three times. Gosh, it has to change how you look at the world. John, thank you. Appreciate you kicking it off for us. Let's get one more in here. Let's go to another John. This is John in Norfolk, Virginia, listening on WNIS. Hey, John, good morning. Would you want to know?
No, and there's something I'd like to add to that.
Yes.
If this becomes normal and people are getting these tests, because, you know, people panic over anything.
Yeah, they do.
What is that going to do? And the other thing you brought up, will insurance companies and certain government agencies and other things, will they have information that they really shouldn't have? And would you be declining something just because you had a marker? Because I would imagine since the dawn of time, people have had genetic markers, but it never developed into anything. It was just there. But it never did anything. So how many people throughout history have had the markers to have dementia or cancer or anything, and they never it never materialized. I think people would, I don't know, people are kind of bonkers anyway nowadays. If enough people got these tests and they all believed that they were going to die soon, what would people do? I mean, as society, what would we do? People can't handle the fact that Trump won. So if they had a thing about cancer, what would they do?
Yeah, I agree. I think there are far too many people who would just panic and would want to know. I just think it could be a spiral downward where it comes to how you live your life. I think it fundamentally changes how you live your life. Now, there are some people, John, who would say that that's good. And thank you for the call, John. There are some people who say that's good. That's great. You would fundamentally change the way you live your life. Yeah, but if you already live your life where you're smoking or drinking too much or obese or something like that, you should probably change your life anyway. As far as your habits to make yourself healthier. So it shouldn't take a possible cancer marker to make you do that. We're going to talk about this some more coming up, 866-408-7669. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
This is a sir.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. It was a moment of high drama last fall.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh, during his Senate confirmation hearing, angrily fighting back against allegations of sexual assault decades earlier.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election.
Some people thought he went too far, accusing Kavanaugh of violating judicial ethics by making political statements. A federal appeals court found no wrongdoing, and now the Committee on Judicial Conduct of the U.S. Judicial Conference has ruled it has no authority to discipline Kavanaugh because he's now on the Supreme Court and therefore not subject to discipline by them. Kavanaugh himself has written that he said a few things he shouldn't have said. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
No one's ever given you a time. No one said that to you?
No, but if you started reading statistics on what you have, you could get into that. I don't read statistics.
How did you avoid that? One part of me would want to know, but the other part would be, I don't really want to know.
Well, it's if you believe it, you see. If you believe the statistics, you're going to make them happen. If somebody tells you you have 6 months to live, very possibly you will because you believe that. So for me, psychologically, it's better not to have any ideas of what they expect or what the last person that had what you have lived. So I don't tune in. It's just better for me.
It's Olivia Newton-John in a recent interview on 60 Minutes Australia about her third breast cancer diagnosis. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992. She had a partial mastectomy, chemo, breast reconduction. She beat the reconstruction. She beat the cancer. In 2013, it reappeared, and she began treatment for the second time. And then in May of 2017, it reappeared for a third time, this time as stage 4 and has metastasized and spread to her bones. So she says she has concerns where she may not walk again. But she says, I'm back to full force. She is, she's not letting it keep her down. And God bless her. She uses, she's treating her illness with a combination of conventional and alternative remedies, including Amazonian herbs and cannabis grown for her by her husband. And she credits medical marijuana with being a key component of her treatment and assists her with sleep, anxiety, and pain management. But the crux of what we're talking about is the part of what you just heard where she said no. She's not going to find out about what her prognosis is because she said if you believe the statistics, you're going to make them happen. If somebody tells you you have 6 months to live, very possibly you will because you believe that. And I'm asking you, would you want to know? I mean, I think for her third diagnosis, this is not her first rodeo. She understands what's happening. She knows. So I think it may be a little bit different. But as we have more and more of tests that can test to find out if you have the gene or some kind of biological predisposition to, say, Alzheimer's or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or something, especially something for which there is no cure, like Alzheimer's, do you want to know? And if you do get some kind of devastating diagnosis, like stage 4 breast cancer or something like that, do you want to know how long your prognosis is or... Like Olivia Newton-John, would you say, no, I don't want to know. 866-408-7669. Just one little bit of information and I'll get to your calls. A 2016 study published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology found that only 5% of patients with less than 6 months to live had what they called an accurate understanding of how long they had left. They didn't really grasp it. 38% had no memory of their doctor giving them a life expectancy estimate. No memory at all. They say that the sheer trauma of a terminal diagnosis causes patients to forget. Some doctors don't tell their patients because they believe it will be too traumatizing. Some doctors engage in what the researchers called necessary collusion, which is an implied agreement not to speak of death with patients who don't want to know. I have to tell you, if there's no cure, I don't want to know. I just don't. Because I'd always be wondering, was that the first symptom? Do I have it? When you may not. I think that would be too much for me. Let's go to Susan, listening in Colfax, Wisconsin. Susan on WOGO. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Mary. Yeah. Oh, she's wonderful. I mean, isn't she amazing? I don't know how you can add more to what she has said. But she's absolutely right. I mean, a witch doctor's curse does the same thing to people way back when, and you believe it, and it happens. But thinking of someone with a really strong mental capacity, Stephen Hawking, he lived way beyond. When you think of somebody who has strong mental capabilities, you think of Stephen Hawking, and look at his life because of it. So, I would never want to know and then allow that to be planted in my mind so that I would be focused on that instead of living every day.
I think the brain is very powerful. And, you know, they talk about placebo. You see this when you're a kid and you're in school and you're learning about conducting experiments and you hear about the placebo effect. And they give one group a pill and they're told that you have a 50-50 chance. You know, they divide you up in two groups and you have one 50-50 chance of getting, you know, the right pill. And they tell the one group, you know, don't tell the other group, but you have the cure. Or you have whatever it is that's going to alleviate whatever it is you have. And they're actually getting sugar pills. And they find that they have the same rate then of cure of the group that actually got the drug.
Yeah.
The brain's very powerful, and I think the brain can make you sick, but I also think to a certain extent it can help you heal as well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully Susan, it will do that for her.
Hopefully. Susan, thank you so much. I appreciate it, but it doesn't sound good if it has metastasized to her bones. And I feel for her because bone cancer is extremely painful. Bone cancer is really rough, but she is using all natural medicinal cures to aid her and herbs, and she said medical marijuana really helps with the pain and it allows her to get some sleep, which is so important. In South Bend, Indiana, Brian on WTRC. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So would you want to know?
Well, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 2 years ago, and I've received some new therapy, immunotherapy, and, you know, it's had quite a good effect. And you know, I had the same type of bone cancer, but it was a melanoma that was metastasized to my sacrum. Oh. And so kind of a similar situation, but it different treatment. So
And bone cancer,
you know, I would want to know, because I think, and as I found out, that the earlier you can start treatment, the better. And that, you know, I see a lot of people that don't start early and kind of ignore it and they don't make it. So.
Well, I think there's a difference between going and getting your skin checked if you have something suspicious and finding out if it is that you can treat it immediately. And I think there's a difference between that and having a genetic test done and finding out you have the marker for something for which there is no cure. Like, let's just say you have the marker for colon cancer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have it.
Yeah.
It just means that genetically you're probably predisposed to it. And so what can you do at that point? Well, good news is you can go and you can get checked on regularly because you have this marker, so you can go and get checked regularly. I'm not opposed to that. I'm opposed to, for me personally, for finding out about diseases that have no cure. I don't want to know. Please don't tell me that, because I benefit. There's nothing I can do to prevent it. That's number one. Or number two, knowing if I do have a terminal diagnosis, that I already know that already. I don't want to know what my expectancy is, because I do believe it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but congratulations to you with these new biologics that are coming out, and there's new ones all the time, because melanoma is very insidious, because most people don't catch it until it's too late. So I'm glad to hear that you're definitely on the way to a different prognosis, and that's a blessing. Thank you, Brian, for sharing your story. Let's head to California. Glendora, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah.
My wife was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 1993, and it's the same disease that Peter Boyle from Everyone Loves Raymond died from.
Yes.
And Geraldine Ferraro. It is a bone disease, and it is she was in pain, bone pain, and she had a morphine pump put in. But what I wanted to say was, when we were first notified, Margie wanted to know how long she had, and I wanted to know because we wanted to make plans. Now, the Dr. Berenson told us at the time in L.A. that the normal life expectancy for multiple myeloma is 2.5 years. And so we had two kids, and she definitely wanted to know, because she wanted to she didn't sit back and do nothing. So it was not a self-fulfilling prophecy. She started battling, and for 25 years she battled. And so she started out by setting goals. So the first goal was to watch our daughter graduate from junior high, then high school, then college. So it's extremely important that people know what's going on so that they can set goals. The goal setting helps you overcome a lot of things and keep that mental capacity going forward. I just can't stress enough. I was curious, and there's always a curiosity about how long someone's going to have to live. And when the doctor told me 2.5 years, he said this might be the last Christmas that I saw her. You know, that was always in the back of my mind, but that didn't deter Margie from fighting this thing for 25 years. She was one of the longest living multiple myeloma candidates. That Dr. Berenson kept going.
That's an incredible story. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that, you know, without her knowing, we would have always been not knowing if tomorrow was the last day. But she took it under her control, and she battled, and she took every chemo she could take. She did. Well, Dr. Berenson in L.A.
Rest.
Just fought for her, had her on a lot of vancomycin, thalidomide, and all kinds of different things over the years.
Well,
and so,
Mike, don't mean to interrupt you, but we've got a break here because there's a lot of people who want to get on. Thank you for sharing her story, and I am so sorry for your loss. And I would like to think, though, that people, when they get a diagnosis, or if this is their choice, would fight, and regardless of whether they find out it's 2.5 years away, it's 6 months away, or they choose not to find out, if that is what you want to do, I would hope that you would fight and be as successful as Mike's wife, Margie. All right, we've got more of your calls coming up, 866-408-7669 on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
Sometimes, traffic keeps us trapped in our vehicles for longer than we'd like. It's hard to be stuck in the car for an hour, much less for weeks at a time. But sadly, many families right here in our community call their cars home. Wouldn't it be nice to help them find an apartment, or a bed, or even a shower? Well, you can, by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund housing assistance initiatives for our neighbors most in need.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm so lucky that I've been through this 3 times and I'm still here. I'm living with it. So I just reinforced my gratitude because, you know, we know we're going to die at some point. Unfortunately, being humans, we have that knowledge.
Yes, the bummer, isn't it?
And we don't know when it is. when you're given a cancer diagnosis or a scary illness diagnosis, you're suddenly given a possibility of a time limit. The truth is, you get hit by a truck tomorrow, you know, you don't know. So every day is a gift now, you know, particularly now.
That's Olivia Newton-John in an interview she recently did with 60 Minutes Australia. And the lines are packed. Everyone wants to talk about this. And I can hear in my brain people going, I can't believe you're talking about death. You know, this is a morbid topic. It's not. It's actually, to me, it's the opposite. Because we all know somebody, and we, as she said, we're all going to die. It's all on how you look at it. And with science that we have now, the ability we have now to take a swab of your cheek and find out your ancestors in the 1500s, and now they're with gene therapies that they have where they're splicing genes and they're, you know, taking DNA and they're looking for markers for every disease and finding out why some people get cancer, why some people get Alzheimer's, why some people get different diseases, why do some people get type 1 diabetes. They can find that out now. They're going to work towards a cure, but right now they can be used, some of them, to find out if you have these genetic markers. When it comes to breast cancer now, the treatment goes down to that they can type it as to which one you have, HER positive, HER negative, all these numbers and letters and everything else, because they've been able to dissect it down so far, thanks to science. But that ability is going to open up a whole lot of questions, and you may be presented with decisions and choices that previous generations didn't have. The choice of, do you want to know if you have the marker for Alzheimer's? Do you want to know if you have the marker for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you want to know, now that you've been diagnosed with cancer, how long you have left to live? Those are questions our parents never had to deal with, but we may very well have to deal with. Do you want to know? 866-408-7669. Barry in Houston on KSEV. Barry, do you want to know? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good show.
Thank you.
I was headed to Afghanistan in 2011, went in for I had a kidney stone. The doctor came in after I had an MRI, said, oh, it's a small kidney stone, don't worry about it. I'd worry about the spots on your lung. I said, spots? What would that be? And he said, probably cancer. And he turns around and walks out of the hospital room.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm sitting there just kind of frozen. And so I, after about 10 minutes, I pick up and I call a doctor friend of mine that I know. And he started making some calls. So they let me go home that day, gave me a drug, and kidney stone went in, had the PET scan. Then the doctor that was working with me, I still hadn't, mm-hmm. I went in and met, and they scheduled me for a biopsy.
Yes.
Did that, and my son flew home, active military from
Barry,
overseas.
Barry, I don't mean to be rude, but we don't have a lot of time left. Did you wind up being faced with the choice to find out how long you had left, what your prognosis was?
Absolutely. Got the call. On driving my son to the airport, the doctor said, came back positive for cancer. And I said, how long? And she said, less than 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the doctor was crying.
Now, did it affect how you viewed life from there on in? Did you look at that 6 months like, oh, my gosh, I have all these things that I have to do? Did it change everything?
Well, I was in the middle of a lot of different things. And when you have kids and you have grandkids, you have to have a time limit so you know how to take care of everything. And my wife wasn't well, so I started in on doing the treatment, did all of that.
Barry, bottom line here, because we're running out of time. Bottom line, how long ago was this?
That was in 2011.
Fantastic.
2013, it went to the left lung after they cut the right one out.
Right.
They gave me a month to live.
And you're still here. So it's a good story. Again, not cutting you off, not trying to minimize this, but we've got a lot of time, time constraints. Thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and I appreciate you sharing your story. Very quickly, Kevin in Portland, Oregon on Freedom 970. 1 minute, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead. 1 minute.
So my story is my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. It turned into stage 4, and we struggled with the decision to know the timeline of the estimated time of death. And we decided not to go with that for religious reasons as well as what you're stating as far as knowing and professing things that may come to pass.
Right.
And we lost her about 4 years ago. But I think we both had regrets in leaving that blind spot open as to when the date was, because there were things that we would have done differently had we known it was going to be a couple of months.
Yeah, I can see where there's definitely a downside to it, absolutely. And I think it hurts the people who are left behind more so than the person who passes. I think it's harder. But, Kevin, I'm sorry for your loss, and thank you for sharing your story. And just remember, you can get hit by a bus tomorrow, right? You can be on your way home from work. You don't know. And that's why I say, live it to the fullest, because you don't. No, thank you, everyone, for sharing your stories. I appreciate that. It was really great. Thank you. And thank you for listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm Mary Walter.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.